life identifies a homotype, be it to me, it's sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea, hero there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and mooches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Queensbury, gays in high society. Harlem and Chicago fights, Leopold and Lowe. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Captive hits the Broadway stage, the fleets and cat moves all the rage, and the well of loneliness appears on the stands. Flashing red lights, crystal night, Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50s keen, the Kinsey shake, the cocktail scene, James Dean, Madison, Doris Day, and Harry D. Donald Webster, Corey Wright, Joe McCarthy, picks a fight, J. Edgar Wright, oh, shame on you, what else do you plan to do? Christine Jorgensen's reborn, daughters of Belitis form, and we have our naked lunch in Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the picnic scene, Jackie's in her Cassini, Vatican. And something's coming soon. Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time. And over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Stonewall Bar, men in blue, heads were broken, bottles flew out of the bars and into the streets. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Boys in the band play, Bette Midler sang those bathhouse days. Lance loud, gay and proud, Oscar Wilde bookstore, Sister George Tunesbury, Tales of the City, Anita Bryant, Village People, Studio 54. Harvey Milk, Rough Trade, Aaron Fritz, Prom Day, Grid, Torchon Trilogy, Boy George, NG, MHC, HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally says the word, Bowers versus Harvey's heard. Barney Frank, AIDS, Quilt, Act Up, Randy Shields, Queer Nation, Maple Floor, Phase ET, Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, HX, Cyber Sex, March on DC, Greg Louganis, Elton John, George Michael, what is going on? Lily Fair, Rowdy Girls, spend a day at Disney World, Coonan, Scare the Mick the Case, Ian Allen, Will Embrace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets and follow the tide. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Pride.
reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the 26th, right?
Yes.
Of June edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Happy Gay Pride Parade Day.
Woo! Woo!
My name is Chris Harris. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest-running producer of this show.
And I'm Wes Laverne, the sweatiest producer of the show.
I don't know about that.
No, the rest of us cleaned up a little.
Yeah, somebody forgot to bring me a shirt.
Oh.
Now, here he comes.
He will pay for that. He will pay for that. This is our Pride show, and what we normally do every year is have anyone who wants to walk into the studio give their impressions of the parade and how they liked it.
That could be scary.
Yeah, well, especially this year.
Nah, I saw some scary.
Oh, boy.
Saw some cute, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I certainly like the growing trend of young men going to the parade in their underwear.
Oh, God. Someone complaining that we're a Saturday show.
Pete. Yeah. Yep, we're here.
Just hang up the phone.
Every Saturday night at midnight till 4 a.m. we're
on
here.
On Sunday.
Saturday night.
Saturday at midnight to Sunday 4 a.m.
Well, yeah. Well, that it kind of...
That's how I try and explain it so people understand when we say midnight Saturday. They don't think 24 hours ago.
Oh.
Yes, because we haven't been to bed yet, we claim that we're a Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have problems with that, tough.
Take it up with Chris later.
Yeah. anyway, for our Pride show, we opened up with some great Pride music.
Yes.
Wes, what was it?
Started off with Pride by John Gilbert Leavitt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Proud by Heather Small.
Yeah, two great songs.
I love Proud. That's such an awesome song.
It is. It really is.
Really? Jimmy Ben Sticker.
Jimmy says, Sticker says, proud to serve all communities.
And he
that
does.
That would be me. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
He serves them quite well.
Check the third hole on the left at BJ's.
Careful.
Sometimes
sometimes
it's the fourth hole.
It's not the third hole because there are only two glory holes at BJ's.
I'm sorry, he's on the fifth couch.
There are only two couches at BJ's.
And Jimmy should know.
Yes.
And Judy's on the other one.
No, not even close. Not even close. Anyway, speaking of music, this Monday will be the fourth Monday of the month, which means
Is his mic on?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's on.
I'm having trouble hearing it, and I'm sitting next to him.
Here, let me do this. Here, try it now, Jimmy.
I'm fine.
There we go.
I cranked him up all the way.
Crank me up, Daddy.
I did.
The fourth Monday of the month means J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage is on Queer Voices, the second half of Queer Voices, from 9 to 11 every Monday night. This month, this is different. This is very different. And I know I've been talking about it every week, but
there are folks listening to this show who right now who haven't listened to it before, so
they may have just begun serving their sentence.
There you go. And he's calling this show Harvey Milk Music. And it was his mission to gather together music about and related to the Harvey Milk story. This show is not a history lesson. There are ample resources for that. But to my knowledge, no one has gathered together the musical impact of his life. He affected and continues to affect people on a personal level. So it's natural that a number of musicians and songwriters have been driven to create their own tributes. Also, this edition of QMH contains a first, a song written and recorded especially for this show. I'm honored and delighted to share the premiere of the song Give 'Em Hope, written by Tim Kaine and Brett Allen Basil, and sung by the band Boys Entrance. But there is music that you're going to hear written by, or performed by, written and or performed by Danny Elfman, who wrote Harvey's theme from the Milk soundtrack, Mark Isham, who wrote the theme from The Times of Harvey Milk, way back in 1985. We've got the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, Joan Baez, Romanowski and Phillips, Neil Aaron, the Harvey Milk Opera, Queer Conscience, Boys Entrance, Atlanta Gay Men's Chorus, and on and on and on. Even Holly Near and Ronnie Gilbert. Now, of course, if you listen Monday, you'll hear the first hour of this show. But if you go to the Queer Music Heritage website, which is dubcubedqueermusicheritage.com, there are 2 hours there that you can hear.
And sometimes the second hour is the kind of music he can't play on the show.
That's right. And considering that Frustrated Housewives is number one on part two, I'd say that would be one that he probably can't play.
We play them all the time.
Well, we can, but they're on before the midnight hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting creeping kind of close to it. So.
And here's a little ditty.
They can close the show with it.
A little ditty you'll hear in the second half of that show. The Choral Majority, a group that we've played before, doing I'm Dreaming of a Dan White's Christmas. That ought to be good, huh? Anyway, Queer Music Heritage, Monday night. And that's about all I'm going to talk about. We've got some other things, and I've got some stuff that we may be talking about later on in the show.
Sure.
So take it away, Chris.
June 27th marks the 15th year of the National HIV Testing Day. It began in 1995 by the National Association of People with AIDS. Organizations across the country, including the Montrose Counseling Center, will offer free HIV testing to promote early diagnosis. In observance of this, the Montrose Counseling Center will offer free HIV testing on Monday.
Monday! No, I'm sorry.
June 28th. Don't you hate when you prematurely give the date?
Yeah.
Walk-ins are welcome to come in between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to the first floor of the GLBT Cultural Center at 401 Bernard to get tested. They'll be using the OraQuick Advanced Rapid HIV antibody test. You can expect to take a swab of the inside of your cheek. Your mouth cheek.
Yeah, that one.
Before you take the test, and while you wait for the results, we'll talk to you about your behavior and reducing the risk for HIV infections. We've brought in many of Jewish mothers to really put on the guilt trip.
That's not written there.
Yeah, it is. I wrote it there myself.
If June 28th is not convenient for you, call their outreach department at 713-529-0037 to schedule an appointment to get tested. Bistro Calais, Crawfish and Blues on...
Crawfish.
Yes.
Sunday. June 27th from 6 to 9 p.m., 2811 Bammel Lane in Houston. Sweet Mama Cotton will be on the bill with Tommy Lee Bradley, Sharon Montgomery, and Jerry Atwood with Robin on drums. The last time they did this event, the place was packed. They were literally turning people away at the door. So make a reservation to come out and party. For information, go to Bistro.
I think you forgot an E in that one.
He's so literal.
Go to Bistro Calais. If you can't spell it, then learn French. B-I-S-T-R-O-C-A-L-A-I-S. Thank God you gave it to me, because he was probably over there. He probably said, Brewster, Calais.
Yeah.
You have a hard enough time with English, and you screw up the French all the time.
Yeah.
I'm Cajun. I know how to speak
French. He's very good at French.
Yeah, very much so.
We'll bring in two witnesses to defer to. First Saturday Queer Bingo on Saturday, July 3rd, from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at the Biba's, I'm sorry, One's a Meal, second floor ballroom.
They have a ballroom?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
8:12 West Timer. The First Saturday Queer Bingo is a regular bingo game and social event held on the first Saturday of the month, hence First Saturday. They start at 4 p.m. to give players a chance to get home from Matlock. The 50-50 raffle
partner.
Going
to get down to that early bird dinner.
July 3rd is the Texas Transgender Non-Discrimination Summit, of which the Houston GLBT Community Center is a primary sponsor. The First Saturday Queer Bingo is a center program, and proceeds support the center programming. For more information, you go to HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org. The 4th annual 4th of July Red, White, and Proud show will be on Sunday.
Sunday.
July 4th from 4 p.m. to 11:30 at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. Presented by Tony's Corner Pocket, PWA Holiday Charities, and Eresis. Weenies and burgers will be available through the Bears.
Oh.
Do you really want to get a weenie from the Bears?
You know, at my age, I'll take a weenie from anybody.
Yeah.
You do, too.
And while you're there, do me a favor. Make sure you buy a couple of burgers for Carlita.
And feed them to her.
Yeah, I know you're listening, Carlita. You're feeling down. We trash talk on Bear 411 a couple of times.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah. I said hi to him by calling him Carlita.
For those who do not know.
Oh, yes. We have a friendly little challenge kind of between the Bears and the Big Men's Club. We have Papi Carlos versus King Chubb in the Bigger Loser Montrose.
Mm-hmm.
We have done a weigh-in, and whichever one between Carlos Rivera, former daddy of Montrose, or myself, loses the most weight will be crowned the Bigger Loser of Montrose.
This is between now and
Labor Day.
Yeah.
And the end of September, we are going to be having a benefit show for Resurrection MCC's food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is not the Bigger Loser will be doing drag during that show.
Ooh.
So for those of you who know Papi Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Papacita Carlita.
Buy him a burger. And like I said, he's the one who made the challenge of going in drag. And I think he's just using me. He wants to get in drag, but he needs to be able to. He has to feel like he's pushed into it. So that was the first part of it. Going, you know, okay, the loser does it. Now he's going, you know, I think whichever one happens, we should both do drag.
Oh, so,
yeah, he's hedging his bets. Oh, on that. It's like, yeah, just give it up, Carlos, and give.
We know you're a big old drag queen.
Put on the dress. We'll find
we
you.
We already know Chris can do it.
Oh God, yes. Wasn't the last time I saw you on stage? You were in a nun's habit in a go-go cage.
Was years ago.
No, the last time was when y'all inducted me.
When we did the benefit when I was.
Oh, Yeah.
Christy Sotheby.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like that, those two fine institutions.
Christy Sotheby.
I go to the highest bidder. No, then you missed the last time.
I think somebody threw out a quarter for that one.
No. I gave him, the long story is a quarter giving him for when he did drag once.
That was sad.
Yeah. Theater New West and the Holocaust Museum Houston are extremely proud to present the Laramie Project. Major performance benefit will be running from June 24th to July 24th. Judy Shepherd will be here on the Saturday, July 10th edition of the show.
That's pretty exciting.
Because I know tomorrow she is in New York as one of the Grand Marshals, I believe.
Ah.
At least I saw her somewhere. She's a Grand Marshal somewhere this weekend. This all takes place at the Holocaust Museum Houston, 5401 Caroline. The performances are June 24th and 26th. You've already missed those.
Yeah.
Then running the 10th, the 11th, the 15th, the 17th, the 22nd, and the 24th. No performances on the July 4th weekend. And curtain is Thursday evenings at 7:30, Saturday evenings at 8 p.m.
7:30? That's kind of early.
Well, it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Sunday matinee, 6 p.m. I'm not sure which one's the Sunday. Tickets $25, seniors 62 and over, and students with ID are 20. For more information, call 713-522-2204 or Theatro New West, that's newwest.com. Theater Suburbia presents the Houston premiere of a scintillating suspense thriller by Joseph Goodrich. It's Panic, recipient of the 2008 Mystery Writers of America Edgar Award for Best Play. This is going on through July 3rd.
Yeah, one more weekend, that's it.
Friday and Saturdays at 8:30, Sundays, tomorrow at
Sunday.
3 p.m. Make your reservation by calling 713-682-3525 or go to theatrosuburbia.com. Yes. Remember, they spell it R-E. And tell them that you heard about it here on After Hours, and you get buy one ticket, get the second one free.
Yep.
Also, Stage Door Inc. just began their performance today for a year in the life of Toad and Frog. Performances are Friday and Saturday nights, 8 p.m.
Is this a children's play?
Yes, it's a children's musical. Oh.
I've seen pictures of the set. It looks kind of cute.
They got a couple of cute guys in it, too.
Oh?
Oh.
Do they put out?
I'm not sure. We'll have to find out next week because they'll be here next
week.
Stage Door Inc. And Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. You can find more information at stagedoorinc.com. Also, next week, bring your paddle.
I beg your pardon?
Sunday is Dario's birthday.
Oh.
So, I need someone to bring a paddle, and I need someone to distract Mark.
Might take a dick dancer for that.
Well, David's working on getting them for a different thing. We'll see if we can borrow one for...
Okay.
We'll have rehearsals.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
David, you go. If you're out there, we'll do rehearsals for dick dancers next week on the show.
So are we going to do Nude Radio tonight and next week? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wes, you got some stories?
Well, I don't know if they're stories. Well, this is from Falcon. It must be stories.
Oh,
hi, Falcon. How you doing? Speaking of Falcon, Aresis upcoming events.
Yes.
On July the 9th at 7:30 p.m. over at JR's Pub, they're going to have the Bear With Me for a Moment, hosted by Blair Fullerton. Then on July 16th at 10 p.m. over at the BRB, Drink, Drank, Drunk, hosted by...
Story of Falcon.
No!
Hosted by Jody Travis.
Jody Travis. No, that's more like it.
Yeah. And then followed on the next night, July 17th at 8 p.m. over at Crocker, Tap Out Tunes, hosted by Natasha Nicole Siebert.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And she is terrific.
Yep. July 20th.
Tap Out Tunes, is that where you sing until the audience says no more and they tap out?
Something
no
like that.
No more! I can't take any more of this performance.
No.
Oh, my God. On July 23rd at 8 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket, we're gonna go for Gaga, hosted by Isabella Rose Mink.
Oh.
On July 24th at 8 p.m. over to EJ's, welcome to the Royal Road Trip, presented by the Board of Directors.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, July 25th at 7 p.m. over at the BRB.
Verb.
Yeah, the good old Southern Gospel meets the Church of the Neon Cactus.
Oh, my God.
Hosted by none other than Kimberly Ann O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, that's 2400 Brazos, right behind Specs.
And then on July 30th at 11:30 p.m. over at Chances, King of King Contest Preliminaries, hosted by Chris Falk.
Boy, those Eris's folks sure get around.
Yep. And then... to wrap up the month of July, on July 31st at 8 p.m., is at the New Barn, the Fire and Ice Ball 2010, Lifestyles of the Not So Rich and Famous.
I think you've done about a half a dozen different events that have, and you've not repeated a single bar.
No, I haven't. Not, well, no, BRB.
You know Falcon, he gets around.
No. Yeah. I did repeat one, the BRB.
The BRB? Well.
BRB.
Okay.
They're doing one on the 16th and one on the 25th.
Okay. That they have.
Yeah. The Lifestyles of the Not So Rich and Famous is going to be hosted by Falcon and Sherry Ann Bouton.
Yeah.
That's going to be an evening of all production numbers, plus a hot dog.
Yeah, she was talking about that.
Yep. Plus, they're going to have a hot dog and barbecue bar with all the fixings. Tickets are on sale, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Front row tables, $100 each, and they seat four.
No, actually, she was talking about it when she was on the show last.
That was Falcon.
Yeah, Falcon was the last
when
one.
When she was on the show last.
Yeah.
Falcon.
When she was on the show last.
Well, Falcon wasn't here as Tasha.
When Sherry was here last.
Yes, but Falcon talked about it last week.
You weren't here.
Oh.
But Falcon talked about it last week.
But Falcon talked about it when he was here last week.
That was sweet of him.
Yes.
You were here.
I know I was here.
Oh. All right, girls. Don't make me kill the mics in there now.
That's why we don't give Grandpa the remote.
Hey, hey.
Speaking of the BRB.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, Christ.
You're just
watch your language with the guests we have in here.
You're just going to repeat another one.
Yeah. The best Christmas in July show in Texas.
It really?
On Sunday.
Sunday.
July 11th, 2010 at 7 p.m. Your MCs are going to be Don Gill and Anne-Marie Gill.
Oh.
Featuring Ms. Mona and her BRB girls.
Oh, that's
with special guest, the Austin Baptist Women.
Oh, they're coming in.
Yes, they are. This is going to be a PWA holiday charity.
You bet it is.
Benefiting the AIDS Trouble Fund client.
Good.
Do I really want to do this one? Chris has the better soapbox on this one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Pride in the Park.
Pride in the Park.
Yeah. The organizers for Pride in the Park are excited to announce the 7 beneficiaries for the Pride in the Park game. Shut up back there.
Why? We couldn't hear anything.
Which are going to be the Bayou City Performing Arts, Bering Omega, Bunnies on the Bayou, Legacy Community Health Services, Out and Equal Houston, PFLAG, and Pride Houston. To get discounted tickets or VIP tickets, you can go to their Facebook page. And this is going to take... Oh, this is already done. No.
No, it isn't.
Coming up.
It's coming up.
They're talking about...
For Pride in the Park, you have to order those tickets online.
That part I'm not
for it to register.
Astros.com/pride.
Yeah.
They also say you can go to their Facebook page and get to it.
Yeah, which is like, you know.
It has
a longer name than Eresus does.
Yeah. My God.
You didn't think that was possible, did you?
About now, what the thing is, my coworker has bought her tickets to go to that game not knowing what it is.
Yeah. Don't tell her.
For you to get an idea of where I get my evilness from, I had mentioned this to my mother, and she said, maybe they'll have Kiss Cam. Because if her boyfriend can't go, she's going to take a female friend.
No kidding.
Like, if that's the case, it's like, oh, my God. I want to buy a ticket just to be near it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a homophobic coworker who loves the Cardinals, so she's going to the Cardinals game, not realizing that there's a gay pride somewhat event that she'll be surrounded by homosexuals.
Yes.
Oh my.
When I heard she bought the tickets, I about wet myself.
Lions and tigers and homosexuals.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the biggest rock I have ever seen in my life.
Wait a minute, I got one more announcement here.
I don't care. I'm talking about CZs over here.
I don't care. I got one more announcement to make. I'm gonna kill your mic.
How rude.
Out of here to CZ.
What? A CZ that size, honey, ain't cheap.
You were saying something, Wes?
Yeah. I was trying to, anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll allow it.
You killed your mic. You want to rethink that letter we did?
Yeah, my final announcement for the night.
Yay!
Tell me about it. Welcome to the Royal Road Trip on Saturday, July 24th.
Yeah, we already talked
about announced that.
Did I?
As part of the big long list of Eresa stuff.
Yeah.
Well, why did Jimmy give it to me twice then?
So I could embarrass you on the air.
Because Jimmy's wanted to give it to you at least once before and
didn't work.
I went that much.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to give it to you once, now he's going to try and give it to you twice.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Jeez. All right, he's done.
I'm done.
Okay, we have guests.
We had lots of them tonight.
I know.
We even got a newcomer to the show.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a guest. I'm just listening.
She's being shy now.
I'm not shy.
Yeah, she asked what was on the show tonight. I go, you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a joke.
No.
You've got to talk in the mic, sweetie.
I don't want to.
You will now.
You are now.
You are a parade virgin.
I am.
And she's a after hours
virgin. Actually, you're not a virgin anymore. We ripped that apart. And now,
yes.
And now
all
you're
the way to the bottom.
And
of
now
my
you're
feet.
Walking funny.
Yes.
That's a true statement.
Yes, it was.
My girl.
It
well,
was.
Come on, get
it.
In here.
This girl's got like 9-inch heels. She was walking down Westheimer on.
You're damn right.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, she did it because it's my birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. My Chase had his birthday.
And he's legal now.
Yes, he is.
See, the problem is we've had...
You were legal to me about 4 years ago.
We've had, you know, the problem that she was having with walking down the Montrose or Westheimer in those high heels is the fact she's not a transgendered.
Oh, yeah, if she was is a tranny, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had trannies
that
in high
thing
heels
in
that
front of me
Cooper
was doing really well. You see that? I was trying to keep up.
And who are you?
My name is Toy.
Hi, Toy.
Hi.
Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you.
And Chase brought you tonight?
Yes.
And my little Chase is right here.
Yes.
It's nice a little, actually.
She's my fag hag. It's lovely.
He's my fairy.
And quite a fairy he is, too.
Yes, he is.
He almost outdoes me in the pink department.
I don't think anybody could outdo you.
No, yes, but the difference is this.
He looks good in it, I know.
No, he was willing to give his pink away to a girl.
I wouldn't have done that.
Well, you turned it down.
So how'd you like the parade?
I absolutely loved it.
Did you?
I had a great time, yes. If they didn't hurt so bad, I'd have been dancing more, but I tried. I tried.
You were? I saw you.
I had a great time.
Now, where did that guy who had the black and white stripes?
Yeah, where did he go?
He was shaking his ass the whole parade.
The whole time.
And then they went away.
I know, he like disappeared right at the end.
And I mean, he was not only shaking that ass, he was shaking it to the ground. I mean, his butt was scraping concrete there.
Yeah, it was. I was like, wow.
It wasn't so impressive when he turned around at the front, but hey, hell.
It was nicer from the rear.
But now between him and the when all those cars were coming through at the one point, there were, I forget what butt song the one guy was blasting out of his car.
Oh yeah, right there at the
staging
point. Yeah,
Mr. Neuter Awareness, who was in front of us
wearing the Hollister shorts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He was shaking his ass down too, and was like,
"Oh well."
Oh. Both Chris and I had to have bibs on that one.
Oh, there's plenty of eye candy.
Oh, yes.
Lots of it. Lots of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. And if you had been to the festival this afternoon, there was even more.
Yeah, I mean, he blocked me from jumping out of the back of the car.
Well, you almost made me into road pizza trying to do it.
That's what y'all get for putting me in the middle.
Should have kept you down.
There were sheer, there was a zipper, and...
I see.
No offense, my inner priest was going, hallelujah.
Oh, boy. That's what we didn't need to hear.
No. Oh, please. There was some out there that I'm even going, no, that's a little young.
What?
I know, but the other voice in my head goes, Who the hell was that?
I got to get the calendar out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that on CD.
Yeah, I'm telling. Oh goodness.
Yeah, be careful.
I did mark down in my calendar the one time I actually heard Chris turn down sex.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just that night. I followed through the next night.
Still, you turned down sex.
Well, you just had the shots that day.
This was all right after the HCC meeting.
That was the problem. It was getting late, you know. He was getting late. He didn't have time to set up the trapeze and get the spotters in.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Pansy.
We have other guests. We have other guests.
We do?
Yes.
Oh, we do.
I have been promised nude radio.
I don't see any nude radio going on.
I know. Toy, can you leave, please?
She don't care. She'll get nude, too.
You're damn right.
It's like, I'm ready.
And who do we have?
I want you to introduce yourself.
We
don't know what persona we need to give, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Alex Stroud with mm-hmm. Oresis.
And you've been here before because I know I interviewed you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had a good time that night.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating learning about your life.
You stayed awake?
Yes, because that's the hearing aid.
That's because you, of course, you kept slapping my hand. Remember?
Oh.
Yeah. And you have with you?
I have Isabella Rose Mink.
Aha! Uh-huh. I seem to have heard that name once tonight.
Mm-hmm. She's our Grand Duchess in Oresis.
Well, I'm with Oresis. I get around the block too.
Like yes, and you're doing a show.
I have several shows.
Yeah.
I have two this month.
Oh.
Because I'm running.
They're working your ass
off. Well, you know. Well, one is because I'm running for Miss Mint Julep.
Ah, okay. I get it now. Good.
Yeah, that one's July 9th at the BRB. It starts mm-hmm. at 10:30.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that one.
And the name of that one is?
It's called Country Legends.
Ah, okay. Good. And tell me about that rock on your hand, honey.
But Alex borrowed it for the turnabout show, and he was in his car, so I had to slip it on my finger, because I may not be in drag tonight, but I still am a drag queen.
Oh, honey, that,
yeah, that
is
after you chucked another ring.
Gorgeous.
At me.
Thank you.
Where did you get that?
At a costume shop.
Really? Honey, because it is just blinded me.
Well, like I tell everybody, if the man can't afford a diamond this big, he's not worth it.
Ooh, that's like, yeah, I know, about 10 carat stone.
Give or take.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, you talk well.
He had three.
I believe that blush was picked up on the radio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my blush meter just went off the charts over here.
Yeah. Look.
Well, because.
Doesn't he?
It was a lot of work. He had three queens on him that night.
I'll bet.
Oh, dear. I was lucky.
There goes the blush meter again.
Uh-huh.
And he's not even naked yet.
I bet other parts of him are blushing, too.
Ooh.
Now, where was that at? Oh, okay, yeah, I recognize. After I asked, I recognized the wood paneling. The backdrop on the...
Yes,
stage.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I know.
I'm not talking about the tacky wood paneling you've got at your home.
Oh!
Not anymore. I'm having the home redone, remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pepto house.
No, it's not even going to be that. You're going to be surprised when you see.
Oh, I'll get to see this one?
No, eventually.
So what is Miss Mint Julep?
What it basically does, Alex is running for Mister.
How are you?
Yes, mm-hmm. He is. I'm running for Miss.
Good for you.
And Ann Reed, she's running for Miss, and it raises money for Legacy.
Right. This is the title that you buy, mm-hmm. because the person who raises the most money gets the title.
So it's like politics.
Pretty much.
Very much like.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're... Oh, see, the difference is they're open about it.
Oh.
They tell you up front.
Yeah, we don't really necessarily care whether or not our opponent is worse than us. We only care about whether or not their total is worse than ours.
Right. Okay. You see, you have to raise the most money. But then, what's so cool is that you get to have this title for a whole year and you don't have to do any more damn shows. Isn't that neat? Every other title, you know, okay, if you get this title, you have to do three shows and blah, 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 or, you know, whatever. But, you know,
I don't think they're going to be sitting on their asses.
Yeah, no.
No, not Oresis folks. Are you kidding?
That gets too boring.
Yeah.
And the Reese's is just hopping lately.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that last week with Falcon, because there's a lot of really good talent these days.
Why, thank you.
Ooh. Yes.
And then there's Falcon.
We have known Falcon for many years. Many, many years. So we can say that. And he understands. And yeah, I've worked with him on many projects.
And we're not part of Erasus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Isabella can't stop laughing.
And don't worry. Everything we say like this, we'll say to his face, too.
We are Her Majesty's uh-huh. official radio show.
Mm-hmm. But not His Majesty, so screw him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, we tease Falcon unmercifully.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We do. I'd like to remind him that he started out as antipasta.
Which he got into last couple weeks ago.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
She was there.
And
yeah.
It was flawless.
And he mentioned that he reprised it, and I it just really chapped me that I missed that show.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Mean, outside of the Golden Girls, I haven't seen so much gravity.
It's just... It does defy gravity.
Oh,
yes.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Jimmy, you put a visual in my mind. I'm trying to get out. You chat.
I can't. I cannot. You can't even describe what he looks like.
No.
What?
No, the visual I can get out of my head is you chapped.
What do you mean, chapped?
In chaps. Assless chaps.
Me?
Yeah.
No way.
Because you said you were chapped.
No.
As long as they're pink.
Yeah, you're going to go hunt down the pink buffalo, the pink cow.
There is that.
Oh, God. Now I see he's going to come to
Louis. But I promise. I do have a bear chest, but I promised when they were given to me that I would never wear them without jeans.
Okay.
Because you have no ass to... Well, you're already assless, so you can wear assless chaps.
Thank you.
Back,
yeah,
back.
That damn AIDS. It just takes your ass and moves it around to the front of your stomach, you know? And there it is.
Oh, so that wasn't an appendectomy scar that
you
cracked on the front?
No, because it used to be my ass.
But no, that's not a scar. It's actually the crack of your ass?
Yes, it's the crack.
Oh, okay.
I just told you it was a gallbladder scar. Oh, God.
So he doesn't sit down to do a number two, does he?
No, I No, don't go there.
See, thankfully for us, this is archived under Her Health or Her Sex. They're not going to know this is us. Please remember, if you are expecting to hear Her Health, Her Sex, remember, don't douche.
This is about...
Ew.
I don't think there's any way out of that.
He set himself up for
I'll just
it.
Clutch my pearls and go on. This is about...
How'd you get a black pearl necklace? We haven't had that segment on in years.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Okay. Aren't we talking about parade impressions here? Isn't that why we're here?
Uh-huh.
Oh!
I see your parade impressions right there.
Oh, sure! Just jump in with all the rest of them.
Why not? Everybody else does.
Oh, the parade was awesome this year. I was really impressed.
Did you like it, really?
I did. I got a text message from my friend back in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Their pride was last weekend.
Yeah.
And, now, Denver, I love their pride. I marched with them. They were my first Pride Parade, and I marched with Rainbow Alley.
And that it would be?
Years ago.
No, what's Rainbow Alley?
Rainbow Alley, they're a nonprofit organization. They're a lot like Hatch.
Oh!
In dealing with kids.
Yeah.
But... they are also like a halfway house. So
more hands-on with the teenagers.
More hands-on.
Stop.
Chris's kind of place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then they graduate and go to...
So now I know what to call my house now.
The Rainbow House?
Go to the big house.
Yeah. Yeah, but they learn how to get jobs, how to do everything that they need to do. And my high school, we had Gay Straight Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And we teamed up with Rainbow Alley and we marched.
Yeah, good.
But it goes right down Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Roman Catholic Cathedral and the Capitol Building.
Oops. Wow.
Screwed from both ends.
That's between a rock and a hard place, huh?
What kind of hard place?
We're not talking about a mosque.
Oh.
Oh, are we having fun tonight?
And it's just starting.
We're just pissing off everybody.
Yeah.
I won't tell you how I pissed off people today.
But, I mean, it's...
What, you told them to put some pants on?
No. Wasn't that.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm afraid. Let me count the ways.
Okay.
But, I mean, did the crowd... I mean, there were some places that seemed a little smaller than usual
the crowd. Is this your first parade in Houston?
Mm-mm. This is the second one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it compared to last year?
Be honest.
Compared to last year.
Yeah. Do you remember?
It was a little.
Yeah.
It was a little cooler.
I've slept since then, and trust, I've had a lot of cocktails.
No, I mean one thing is it seemed to be cooler.
Yes, it was a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, not when you're walking right next to a truck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because the thermometer on the...
Yeah.
Oh, no, we were right next to the engine, and the outside thermometer was reading 110.
Oh, honey.
I'm like...
Did you burn any tender parts?
No, I did that when we were tearing the float down.
Oh, okay.
I'm, like, standing with my legs right in front of the muffler. I'm wearing shorts.
Ouch.
Not fun.
Ouch. Ooh.
There's better things to straddle at the Pride Parade.
Yeah. A muffler isn't...
Hey, it could have been worse. The first part of the Pride Parade, I was sitting in the chair, in the back seat of the convertible, and these two were on the back of the convertible.
It was a PT Cruiser convertible.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah. So for the first half of the parade, if I look to my left, I'm staring at his crotch. If I turn to the right, I'm staring at Wes's crotch.
And the problem with this is?
It was your crotch and Wes's crotch.
Exactly. And I'm the longest running co-executive producer of this show. And what was wrong with that view?
Grandpa, let me count the way. Let me remind you the way I usually do. Remember, Jimmy, you're as old as my daddy.
I have been a daddy, and I have no problems with that.
No, and then eventually I decided to scoot over to the edges and let me get up top.
Yeah, we got to let him get on top.
My God, I was versatile in the Pride Parade. Ooh. Get the calendar.
You're no kidding.
Again.
Twice in one night? Jeez.
We're breaking
records. It's going to take forever to go change all those personal ads now.
And you, madam, how did you enjoy the parade?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Ah.
Not only was it my first one to be in, but it was my first one to be at.
No kidding!
Uh-oh. We had three virgins tonight.
What?
Where have you been all my life?
A trespass.
Out and about.
And you've never...
Uh-huh. Not out and about enough if you're not missing out on the Pride Parade.
I know, right?
Well, you know, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always make it.
Oh. I have been in every Pride Parade since 1988 in this town.
He lies. He's been in every one since time began.
When did they start? What year?
And I was six.
No. If he was four, that means I'm older than him.
Wow.
Alrighty then.
Killed Wes.
With three words?
Get naked.
But that says so your first.
They all do.
Yeah, well, Jimmy's just happy to get any kind of rubbing.
Yeah. I've been involved in this radio show for 20, let's see, for, in September we will be on the air for 23 years.
I was two.
And
so was I.
Cute. And I started when the show was 6 months old.
Oh, wow, that is
heavy. Yeah, 22 and a half of the 23 years. I have always been the oldest person here. On this show, always, always, always.
Would it be fitting for me to say we all have our crosses to
From you, it's very fitting.
I was going to say, he was there when Christ was nailed up on the cross.
So, did it say on and off in English or Arabic?
No, it was Sanskrit.
Oh.
Aramaic.
Boy, he just fits right in, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, we might have to have him on regularly.
Just have him regularly.
That too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there went the blush meter again.
Uh-huh. I've heard he's a real good kisser.
I'll find out later and let you know.
Okay.
From who? Names, addresses, dates, phone numbers.
Oh, you do not want me to say.
We only have 3 hours of show left. Oh.
And that'd be quite a large book, Alex.
Oh, thanks.
Let me go break out the Houston telephone book. I'll be right back.
Ouch.
Yeah, just blackout everybody.
Ouch.
Yeah.
A reading of the Book of Alex. Chapter 1, in the beginning, he did this and this. Oh.
I was one.
Yeah. As my coworkers always say, aren't you afraid you're going to get struck by lightning?
Okay. No.
No?
Yeah.
If that's all I'm going to get struck for lightning, she isn't paying attention.
Oh, boy.
And these are the coworkers who don't know that I'm gay. Yeah.
Do you remind them that lightning has a scatter pattern? They better run.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're afraid of.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't turn this on just for the radio show. I'm this way normally.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes, he is.
So they're afraid of your electric personality.
Yeah. Yeah, shockingly, yes.
Oh, God.
I say we're going downhill fast, but we've been down there for a long time already.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have PSAs to save us.
Well, in 45 seconds.
Yes, we will.
We'll have that coming up here in just a moment.
And station ID and maybe a song or two. And then we'll be back. And we're going to still be talking to Reese's folks because I want to know a little bit more about them.
Well, you know, I have one a little extra long, so let's go ahead and do it now.
Okay. Yeah.
You're just hoping to stick around long enough that he's a man of no cloth.
And here's your PSAs.
Didn't I?
Here's your PSAs.
PSA.
This year, the Pacifica Foundation, the parent organization of this station, is holding elections to seat boards of directors in each of the foundation's 5 signal areas. These local station boards help shape the direction of this station. Your vote makes a difference. Please note the date of record that closes eligibility for voting is coming up June 30th. The date of record is a time when new members must be on the rolls for this election. If you qualify as a staff member, this supersedes the listener category of membership. Please make sure to log your volunteer hours in station-designated forms and ensure your contact information is on file. Those wishing to be eligible to vote in the upcoming election must meet the June 30th deadline. Tune into this station for more on this important board election or visit PacificaElections2010.org for details. This is KPFT Houston. Let's celebrate the democratic process at KPFT. Democracy works best when everyone is included and everyone participates. We need you to help make the 2010 KPFT board elections a success. All candidate packets need to be completed by midnight on June 30th. If you still need a packet, go to kpft.org and click on KPFT elections or go to PacificaElections2010.org. In order to help listener candidates get their needed signatures, we are having petition parties. We need as many listener members as possible to show up at KPFT on Tuesday, January 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. and bring food to share. Let's make it a real party. We will also party on Wednesday, June 30th, beginning at 6 p.m. until the deadline for packets to be turned in at midnight. We'll take a break from 7 to 8:30 to allow the governance committee to meet, but we'll still be here with food and petitions, but we'll just keep it on the down low so the governance committee can get some work done. So join us Tuesday, June 29th, 6 to 9 p.m., and Wednesday, June 30th, 6 p.m. to midnight. Bring yummy food to the station and be ready to meet candidates and sign petitions and have some fun. If you want to talk about getting involved, you can contact me, Kathy Kidd, your local election supervisor at LES_KPFT@Pacifica.org or call me at 281-668-8854. This is KPFT Houston.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. This is our Pride special. We'll be back with more impressions of Pride, maybe a French impressionist, a little mime work, a little bit of music in your ear, and we'll be back in just a bit.
You do, you won't go wrong.
Oh no,
this is our family jewel.
yes, we are all family.
We are indeed.
And there's a big old happy family here in the city of Houston tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yay, time for incest.
Okay. And they're getting ready to get a whole lot happier.
Oh.
Bars will be closing in less than an hour.
Oh.
Well, there's a lot of jello shots.
Hi, Les. How are you?
Oh. Not that kind of happy. I'm sorry. Oh.
No, you don't see Jimmy jumping for joy yet.
Not yet.
That's why I was standing up, so I could watch.
Oh.
He likes to watch.
And you have a window.
Yes, I do.
Which is why I like being on this side, because I'm usually stuck on that window when that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all right. I know how to walk around there.
Mm-hmm. Is your cord long enough? I'm not.
I can make it.
His cord gets pretty long.
Actually, you have the longest cord on in here.
Can I take it for
him? Are you trying to say something?
His cord.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got it rubber banded together.
Well, we had
Doesn't that hurt?
Jimmy, some people still have to wrap it, okay?
Wouldn't that be an uncircumcised?
That would be like an antenna condom.
Oh.
I thought you were asking who was uncut. I'm sorry.
I didn't.
It was fun. We had actually a condom discussion here Thursday night at the radio station.
Did we now?
Yeah. Thursday
night at the radio station?
We had a pre-pride parade.
Oh.
Yeah, if you would read through your emails rather than stopping.
No, why would I do that?
Because there was no...
You didn't put the appropriate picture with
I
it.
Didn't send it out. It's Eddie who didn't attach the nude angel to it.
Oh, no, okay.
Then he knows better.
And we were talking about things to throw out at
the end. Well, the
Eddie knows that he needs to send a nude picture of himself if he wants me to read the email.
Well, the picture I sent him wasn't a nude angel. It was just
That's
a nude.
Picky.
Well, he looked pretty angelic to me.
I think
Why do I hear Handel's Messiah?
Hallelujah.
I'll to answer with that picture of what the picture they're talking about, the angel stuff, I'll have to respond as we heard some lesbian say as we were going over to Walgreens. Mm-hmm. That's not a halo, it's a cock ring.
Oh, whoa. That's scary.
And for a lesbian to say that, that's saying something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Devin commented on the fact of how well, you know, she took the ice chest and, you know, hiked it up under her shoulder and was carrying it, and her girlfriend was, oh, and so and says, Devin just looked at her and says, you go, girl, and then it just went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll attest to that because I was there.
Oh. Okay.
As my nephew says, poor lady.
Poor lady.
Literally, he's 8. Still wets the bed and all that, and he just walks up to you, poor fella. I'm like, speak for yourself.
Well, I have to be careful now, because we're being recorded for this part. Oh. Maybe we'll go for a radio award with it. Let's pass this one on to the archives.
Okay.
Because we're also expecting other guests. You know, Jack Valinsky's always has the door open.
Yes.
We invited...
He's usually here by now.
We invited Ernie.
Yes.
And everyone else who was up on the dais.
Yeah.
Yep.
Once we explained to them that we were after hours.
Ernie
and
Mann.
And not queer use. Voices.
Yeah, the openly gay Ernie from PBS.
Ernie Mann use.
That's just wrong.
So what were you talking about there?
It is, doesn't it?
Next, you know, at least you went with that, you know, instead of the, you know, Ernie on PBS and how you make Ernie.
By the way,
Ernie's been on this show.
I've just had a question posed of everybody in the room.
Yes.
How many of us are drunk?
We're drunk on pride.
How drunk?
Oh, she's good.
Oh,
invite her back.
Could we please?
Oh, dear God.
Oh my God.
What's our blood alcohol content or our caffeine content?
I didn't
Yeah, Jimmy's double fisting Diet Coke and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
As he always does.
Hey, I got 4 hours sleep last night. And Stephen just walked in.
It's kind of our homecoming show.
I know.
Everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
And he doesn't even live here anymore. And
I live 700 miles away.
Yeah, come here. Where do you live these days?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been to Atlanta in forever.
For the Pride Parade?
Uh-huh. Bend over to the mic a little more.
No, I live in Atlanta now.
Oh, yeah.
You're wearing long pants, so I'm not going to attack you.
A little bit more, honey.
God, I haven't been there in forever.
In November.
Yeah.
Back in November. I've been here, I think it was April.
Mm-hmm.
I was down. I can't remember when I was here. Like, maybe it was Christmas time.
I think it was before April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they moved me from Dallas to Atlanta, Georgia now. It's a pretty big community out there. It's really nice.
And you're sounding like it.
Oh.
Yeah. I
did you notice that? Did you pick up on that little...
That drawl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing it. Yeah.
I'm a little tired.
Okay, let's see how much Georgia he's getting.
Oh.
Yeah, that's still a peach back
there. Yeah.
Another blush!
Always wrong, Chris.
All right, y'all broke the blush meter now.
I know.
He's smart this time. He always wears long pants around me now.
I had shorts on this evening, but I went back to the hotel and changed.
Because you knew you were coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
No, I showered.
Oh, I'm wounded.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, I know.
He'll get over. I want to come by and see everybody, though.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. So, how do you like Atlanta? Is it really Houston with hills?
No, well, you still don't have the Texas hospitality. That's what I miss.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little different, but... Oh, yeah, it's growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I've about another year and a half there, and I'll move somewhere else.
Oh, it's a huge gay population, though.
It is.
Yeah.
And Pride there is in September.
Really?
September? No, 1st of October.
Why last did they year, do such a thing?
I know. Last year, they combined it with Halloween and Pride, and they said it was a mess.
Oh, my God.
People were dressed up, and you didn't know if they were gay, if they were dressed up, or what. It was.
It's a way to increase your numbers.
That's true.
But yeah, I sold a lot of blindfolds.
So now they did it in the first part of October. So, yeah, it'll be interesting this time. But Piedmont Park is enormous.
Is it?
That's a big park, and they, like, queers take over all of it.
Ooh.
So it'll be nice.
Well, you know, they've got, like, half a dozen states that Atlanta's the mecca.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you got Florida, all of them right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really nice. But, no, it's growing on me. So far, so good.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Haven't
good.
Met anybody yet, but... We'll see.
We've been trying to get this boy married off for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Since he was a boy.
A hatch.
Mm-hmm. But another hatch success.
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm going to join Youth Pride out there is like the hatch equivalent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the kind of, not facilitator, but I guess a facilitator. That's, volunteer, yeah,
sure.
Out there,
yeah.
So I just put in my thing, and I went by and talked to Deb Murphy. I was like, hey, they're going to be calling you. She's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, 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 so, yeah.
But, and I saw Sparkles today.
Yeah. Oh, did you
see? Wow. He looks great.
Oh, my God. Talk
he
about
looks,
a hatch.
Just really great.
A hatch success story. He's
I haven't seen him in forever.
He's been dating this guy for about a year,
uh-huh.
And they just announced their engagement.
He announced.
I know it, and that guy, his boyfriend, is so sweet.
Yeah, I just met him real briefly.
Yeah,
he's very nice.
Well, funny thing, I ran into Sparkles when we were getting stuff together for Louie, and he looked at me like, "You look familiar, but I don't know where you're from." And I go, "I remember you, Sparkles," and so I had to make him think for a little bit more about that. Because that persona is not
as...
Yeah.
He was on roller skates trying to hobble over to me and not fall down.
Now that sounds like Sparkles.
This boy in Hatch would have hair many different shades and glitter from
head to toe.
All the time.
Make Prada look plain.
Yeah.
Prada look plain.
Yeah.
His mother was a...
I didn't think that was possible.
I know! She was a lesbian mechanic on West Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A really good mechanic, too, from what I heard.
But always in either roller skates or high heel sneakers, bell-bottom pants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. He grew up in Waller?
Yes.
Way out 290.
Yes.
Waller.
Like that, yes.
And he got the... out of there. Soon
yeah.
As he could.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, he's a big, big boy, so, you know, they probably had to think twice before they thought about trying to beat him up.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I did the party parade this year. This was the first year I marched with Mom and Dad.
Oh.
In the past 8 years, Dad's always been driving. So he's been in the truck.
Kidding.
So this is the first year somebody else did that. And last year they were riding on the Grand Marshal's float.
Yeah, that's right.
Grand Marshal's. So this is the first year I was actually walking.
His parents were the honorary Grand Marshals last year.
And very nice.
They're they've done everything in B flag.
They have more pride than I do. They've been on here. Together. Oh, yeah, Paul took our picture.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, they've been on the show.
Oh, yes, everybody, yeah. Little brother, everybody has. Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Speaking
I know
of your little brother.
Family.
Oh, yeah, I like my little brother.
I was a good boy. He was drunk. I was nice.
He's still in College Station.
Ooh.
Land of the mini queers.
Hey, I live in Willowbrook. It's not that far of a drive to come.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, he knows.
I've done the drive.
I see.
But, well.
How'd you like the parade?
It was nice. Mm-hmm. It was slow, and then it was like a race, and then it was slow. Mm-hmm. And then, but it was for all the, yeah, it was nice.
It was one of the slowest parades I've ever been in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, I'll help you save your knees. I need to get another drink so you can take my seat.
Well, Jimmy might want now.
I may want his seat.
I'll mention him on my
so
knees.
To speak. Oh, gosh, we're just hopping all over the place here tonight.
The one thing that, and I don't know how, I've talked to a few people, there was not a restroom in the lineup. There was not, they used, over by the school, they used to have just a line of porta cans.
Oh, that's right, they did.
Not a one.
No kidding.
Not a one, and the trash cans were like cut down to like one where it used to be
18
of them.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
So.
All the porta potties were at the festival.
Oh, I didn't even get down there.
Oh, my God. Did you know, I did not know this until today, porta potties are now segregated as to gender. There are male porta potties and female porta potties.
Well, I hear they're designed ergonomically.
I don't know what the deal is. I guess women are just tired of going in and having to wipe pee off the seat.
I've seen the urinal in the corner.
Jimmy. The women's porta potties are a little larger so that they can accommodate taking children in, and usually have a hook on the back of the door to for either a purse or a jacket that they normally wear.
Well, that's sexy.
They're also colored pink. Kids.
Well, where do you?
That's why Jimmy got confused
today.
They
were thinking what? You know, and that's not fair. I mean, where am I supposed to put my purse when I go into a porta potty?
The urinal.
You tuck it under like you normally do.
Because nobody else uses it.
Oh!
They all use the wall.
Well.
Well.
I understood that.
No. Well, not twice in one
that's
night.
The FM show.
No, but did you know that?
Mm-mm. I didn't.
Now, they've always had the unisex ADA ones, where they're huge.
Yeah.
With the ramp in them. Those were. But I haven't seen the male and female.
Yeah, in fact, they had people, pride people.
Monitor, I guess.
Monitoring it and, you know, and doing it very nicely.
Right.
If a friend of mine said she saw a man was going into one of the pink ones, and the pride personnel said, sir, there's one right here.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is, okay, if the women's were painted pink and some were white, why were the men's painted brown?
And a porta pie is probably not the best color to choose.
Especially in this community.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You don't want it.
That's a bad idea.
No. Yeah, but do you want it blue, the same color as the water?
Yeah, well, BFI's porta cans are blue.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a darker shade of blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Anytime I have to use a porta potty, like when I'm out at my pagan festivals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The
Ren Faire.
I actually appreciate those larger stalls, because even though I don't use a wheelchair, I don't maneuver well in small spaces. Mm.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You know?
Well, ADA,
this is not a body that turns on a dime.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you, and just in small spaces?
Watch it. I'm just in the mood. I've only had 3 hours sleep since yesterday.
And he's
morning.
All blue.
I slept on a couch last night. What's your point?
He's an avatar today. You don't want to mess with him.
But a different shade of blue than the porta cans.
Love you too.
So glad to have you back.
Thanks, dear.
When you leaving?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I was here, I flew in Thursday, and I fly back tomorrow. Yeah. Then I get Monday off, and then back to the same old schedule.
What is it that you do these days?
Official assistant director of engineering for hotel. So
and what do hotels need engineers for?
The daily maintenance upkeep of the building itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're 54 stories in Midtown
Atlanta. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. 19 stories of hotel. 20 is mechanical, air conditioning and whatnot for the hotel.
Yeah.
21 through 30 is offices.
Mm.
And then 31 through 49 is condos. 50 is a club level that's half between the residence or the hotel can rent it out. And 51, 52, and 53 is all one private suite. One private resident. And then 54 is mechanical again.
Three whole floors is one.
Very nice.
Very
nice.
Very
and he and his husband are extremely nice. Very down to earth.
Wow.
Yeah. They that's
what do you
their
do with three floors?
Winter house, and then they have one in New York, and they have one in Paris. So,
I
see a lot of background.
You walk in, and they actually have the floors cut out. So it's this huge grand staircase that goes up.
It's
incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta's got some. Atlanta's got some really nice hotels out there.
Evidently,
there's one that I remember when I was there that you go wait, you go all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rooms go around the central area of the hotel. Hmm. But when you're up at the top, if you look out over one of the balconies, you can see that the whole area is in the shape of a peach.
Oh,
yeah. That's by the conference center downtown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the Hilton, the Hyatt, I think.
I think so. I don't remember. It's been years since I've been there. But I remember that because it's like one of my partners took me up to that, because he'd been there before, and he took me all the way up and said, now look over the edge. And I looked down, I was like, holy crap. And the whole place was just in the shape of a beach. Mm. Now down at the bottom you don't realize it, but when you get up to the top and you look down, you can see it.
Amazing.
Hmm. It was kind of neat.
And all the they're all interconnected with tunnels above the street, because it does get fairly cold. I mean, they're like, oh yeah, we have a mild winter, 17 degrees for a week and a half.
No.
That's not mild to this southern.
No, region.
So, yeah, we had nine kinds of problems with that one. We lost four air conditioners and $260,000 worth of water damage. Yeah. Insurance.
Wowee.
But I like it so far.
So, how did a chef end up an engineer?
I know, right? I was a pastry chef for 4 years.
Yeah.
In engineering. So my parents have had the construction company there.
Yeah. You've been working those big machines since you were
I was licensed on
single digit age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was licensed with a bulldozer at like 13, 12, 13. But so I started going to school for business school, and then I got to restaurant management. Or I started working at the restaurants, and all my in-class examples were of restaurants, because that's really that in my parents' company.
Yeah.
So the instructor came up to me, and he was like, you should be in restaurant school. What are you doing here? So I went into restaurant school, and then went into a culinary art degree.
Yeah.
They were both together.
And you were good.
I went to my graduation for culinary school.
Yeah.
And then, so that transferred into University of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And my senior year, I took a a facility engineering class, and I was like, wow, this is what I want, because it was kind of marrying the two together. And, it was perfect. Oops, sorry. It was perfect. It was great. So that's where. And then the company I work for now, I had three offers, and then one of them hired me and moved me to Dallas.
Oh.
And they moved me. So, yeah, it was cool.
Okay.
But,
boy, we're getting one hell of a packed house in here.
Was there any question? Oh, my God. We were
lowering you to whale.
What yeah. did you say?
Why are half of you not dressed?
I said, oh, yeah. Ernie Mann use is going to really be here, uh-huh.
Well, have I proven you wrong?
You did tonight.
Well,
of course I would come and see you guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Great. We were just talking about the parade.
So what'd you think?
Well, a little slow.
We were a little
well, you know, and you've got 110 entries. But we got through it pretty quick,
yeah,
ultimately. Because
yeah.
I remember a parade that we had that took us till about almost midnight.
Yeah.
What was it, like 100? Yeah. We had 140 entries or yeah. something a few years back. So yeah. this one was much more reasonable.
You must, I'm wondering about your vision, because I could hear you talking about Ray Hill, who was behind me. And I couldn't even see you. And it's like, how can he do
okay,
this?
Can I let
and,
you know
and then he calls us queer
keep
voices.
It just between you folks.
Yeah.
The guy on the bicycle that came ahead of Ray Hill carrying a Ray Hill sign. My vision's so bad we all thought that was Ray Hill. Yeah, so we're like, oh, it's Ray Hill. Yeah, Ray. And then we're like, wait, I don't think that's Ray Hill. And we took like a little...
The first person who called him...
Yeah.
When I first saw him, I was thinking it was Ray Hill.
But only would I tell you folks this. Like, but we kind of like polled real quick, and Tauticus is like, I don't know, it may be him. I was like, I think it... Well, he's got a sign, says it's Ray. And we're like, oh, wait, he's further back. Because he kept pointing, and we didn't know what he was pointing at. And we're like, why is he pointing? Yeah, we know, KPFT, Ray Hill. Then we realized yeah. he was pointing at the real Ray Hill.
It was like, he didn't even talk about us. He's talking about Ray.
Well, we got a little sidetracked. I'll tell you another scary thing. I don't know how many people saw where we were actually located this year, which was in the old Hollywood Video
yes,
parking lot.
Yeah, that was different.
And the problem for us was we couldn't see anything coming because there was a tent right in front of us and then
exactly,
the trees.
Exactly.
So we didn't know who you were until you were yeah, right there in front of us
I
this
saw
time.
That. I saw that. It's... We had to be right there.
Yeah, and it got a little
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Yeah, and my voice, I should apologize to everyone. My voice is pretty much shot from all the hours of doing this today, well, so I apologize. But you had a good time.
Had a great time.
A little slow. What other issues? Because this year, I'm not just the parade MC. I'm now vice president of Pride Houston.
No kidding.
Obviously, I missed going to a meeting and they voted me in. Otherwise.
That's how that works.
Right? Yeah, I've learned my lesson. So our goal now is to really improve what we've been doing. I thought, did you get to go to the festival at all today?
I was there for all of it.
And
representing
I think,
GCAN, the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum.
Oh, that's right. I saw yeah. you there. And now you know why I got confused who Ray Hill was. But I thought that actually the festival ran very smoothly today, very nicely done.
Oh, my God, and it was packed.
Well, what we realized was the way they set the flow up is that there were more people there, but they kept moving, and so all the vendors were saying, we saw a lot of people, but they were always new people. In the past, people kind of would like end up congregating in front of certain places, and nobody ever moved, but this had a very nice flow to it, we thought.
Yeah, but towards the end, it seemed like there were more people than before. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, yeah, okay, well, probably people are going to the festival around 3 or 4 and then staying for the parade. So there were a lot of people yeah. at the end when we were really worn out.
But isn't that the way it always is,
yeah,
you know? And
yeah.
then you get that second win when the parade starts.
Exactly.
So if you're going to say you thought it was maybe a little slow, you got to remember how many hours you were out there.
Yeah.
So let's defend. Some people got there fresh just for the parade. And they probably thought, wow, what a short parade tonight.
Hey, it was better than the year
they're
they
probably still waiting. See, well, that was an interesting float. It looked like they were just cleaning the street. What a cool idea. You know?
The only sad thing is the closing of Mary's, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's like this landmark isn't there anymore. But as was told to me when I was the male grand marshal one year, you know, when you get in front of Mary's, you stand up and you bow.
Yeah,
you know, and we did it again tonight. You know,
good for you guys.
For
where we were placed this year, we couldn't see that. We were so it was so different for us
yeah.
to be that.
Yeah,
I don't want to say early,
yeah,
but
because you were penned in and far further back.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. It was a little uncomfortable for us that are used to hosting the parade because we can see things coming. We know what's happening. We could straighten out the lineup issues
yeah.
because when you've got 109 entries, people are going to get out of order.
Absolutely.
And this time we couldn't do any of that.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden it was like, by the time they were there, we couldn't even read their banners. So toward the end, if anyone ever gets the DVDs that they make of these things, you'll see us saying, like, turn your banner! Who are you? You know, it gets to the point. You're just like...
We sent someone up front.
We thought he was Ray Hill.
It's another person with our sign that said we're number 53 and told us that you need to get up there with your judging thing just to play it safe.
And that's what it was. And then the judges got confused on what was going on, too. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they tally that all up.
We might win.
That first guy might win for Ray Hill.
There we go.
But we had a good time, and I think
we always have a good time. You know?
You guys rode in the parade, so you can tell me better than from where I'm at. What were the crowds like? I get a very good feeling that this was a huge turnout for us.
This was huge, especially down at your end. There were a couple of places back.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Did I do that?
It's late.
Okay.
We're overtired.
You're not getting that tote bag now. That's the second cup of coffee.
Yeah, well.
You were about to say.
Towards the beginning of the parade, there seemed to be a little sparse, but it really picked up. Especially, I they have the new guard rails now.
Right.
With
those were great.
Heavy duty fencing and things in there that people can't slip through and, you know, all of that. And so there just seemed to be a lot more people.
Yeah, that was the feeling I got. We'll wait till we get the police estimates and stuff. We kept saying 150,000 was what we were expecting. Mm-hmm. But having done this, and, you know, having been in as many years as you have, too.
Since 1988.
We know what the big, big one was, which was like, what was it, 225 or something. This felt closer to that than I felt in a lot of years. Yeah. So I'll be very interested in seeing what these numbers are. I think we had a really great showing. And you can't deny right now, Houston is the center of gay life in America. Mayor, the stuff going on with us, we're very fortunate.
And at the festival, I was just so heartened to see so many young faces and so many different nationalities.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing. Nice mix.
Amazing. Yeah. There. Because so many times we get the reputation or get accused of, the Pride Parade is just for the white folks. But that is not the case.
And, you know, let me take an opportunity right here to say this, that I'm on, of course, the Pride Board now, and people have said the same thing about the board. And the issue is that a lot of the people that we approach to be on it aren't available and can't be on it. Mm-hmm. And we look very much with a colorblind eye and try to build a coalition that represents our community. So if you're out there listening right now and you represent one of those minority groups that feels your voice isn't heard, get out there and get active. Come. It's an open table. We want to invite everyone to be part of Pride and to join us in this. And of course, our circle of influence tends to lead toward our own race oftentimes.
Yeah.
And so, I can go and get someone that I know that knows someone. But what we need is we need folks that aren't in our immediate circle to come up and say, you know what, it matters to me too, because we want to invite you in also. This is for everyone.
Yes.
And I think that's, we're kind of moving, and I'm probably speaking out of turn. This is my own personal belief, so I'm not speaking on behalf of Pride when I say this. But I think that we're getting to a time now where Pride has to be a festival about more than just GLBT community.
Yes.
But we need to look at is saying that each one of us fits somewhere on the spectrum, and we're all unique and we're all different, and that the Pride Festival needs to be an opportunity for all of us to appreciate ourselves and appreciate all those we come in contact with. And that can be straight, and that can be gay, and that can be bisexual, transgender, it can be anything. And that the Pride Festival really needs to represent all of us being proud of ourselves and who we are, and being able to step out into the community and say, this is who I am, appreciate me. And I think that's the direction we're going.
And since I'm with Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History, I always like to remind folks that the reason that we gather on the hottest day of the year is not because we wanted it that way. It's because we're celebrating our 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It is our Independence Day.
Right.
Because of the Stonewall riots back in 1969, which happened June 26th, 27th. And that's why we celebrate when we do. And
to remember a very important lesson we learned that day. Mm-hmm. Don't piss off a drag queen.
That's right.
There you go. Amen.
You know, if you didn't learn anything from Stonewall, learn that one. Because they're going to lock you in a bar and throw their shoes at you for 3 days and throw in flaming mattresses. And it can get out of hand. But no, I make light of it. But it really is truly an important part of our heritage that a lot of the younger generation forget today. And thank you for reminding us.
Yeah.
One question that came up tonight from some of the young ones, they have absolutely no understanding of how the parade is paid for.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say they have no idea who you are, Ernie. So why are you there?
From the questions, they have no concept of how any of this happens. It just does.
It just appears.
It actually takes about a year of hard work for each one of the parades, some even further behind than that, more than a year. And it takes a lot of the help from our corporate sponsors mm-hmm. who step up, such as Bud Light, and make financial contributions to help us do it.
And Bud Light's been doing this for quite a few years.
They have. And whenever they come by in the parade, and they're usually at the very beginning because they are a major sponsor for us, it's nice to realize that they don't have communities like us everywhere they go. And yet they don't have a problem putting their name on our parade. Mm-hmm. And they are a title sponsor. So you'll see when it says Pride Not Prejudice, you'll see the little Bud Light logo
That's
there
right.
too. Because they are proud to represent, to be with us when we represent our community. And so it's a great thing to respect them. Continental Airlines is the same way. They've been very committed to us. And it's their money. It's the money that we raise. A lot of people saw people walking along with the buckets
for
the Pride number to a 20222. If you text to that number the word Pride, then they'll charge your cell phone or your carrier $5 for that donation.
Wow.
And so people can donate that way too. I know at PBS we're not allowed to fundraise for another organization on our air, so I don't know that you guys can. So that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
You can learn more by going to pridehouston.org.
Well, we can do that. We can do that because Pride is a 501c3 organization, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
But so through donations, public and private donations, through the events we do Pride Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And Pride
Which
Idol.
Has become huge.
I know. Isn't that great?
Just huge.
But we raise money there too.
Yeah.
And so everything we're doing, Charles Armstrong Investments paid to get the contest in their club. That mm-hmm. money goes towards it. So all these things we do throughout the year is the money that's funding. And it costs a lot to run a parade. You think a bunch of people get together and ride down the street.
No.
Well, it costs about $100,000 for that group of people to get together and ride down the street. And that's just one of the activities. The festival, we've made it free and kept it free for the last few years.
Oh, my God. And
it's so important.
And it's just grown every year. And I want to tell you, the music was super. Superb this year.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
A lot of it were Pride Idols.
Mm-hmm.
Can I announce something new we're doing?
Yeah, sure.
We kept mentioning this during the parade, but people don't always listen to us at the parade.
Imagine that.
We do Pride Idol, and as you said, it has grown huge.
Yes.
Very successful. We had 11 extremely talented contestants this year. We'll do Pride Idol 2011 next spring, just mm-hmm. like we've done the last three competitions. This fall, we're going to start Pride's Got Talent.
Oh.
Kind of a similar ripoff to America's Got Talent.
Well, good.
But it's for you if you're out there and you do anything. It can be singing, but it can be singing opera, country. It can be if you line dance. It can be if you're in a group. It can be if you're a magician or a mime or a juggler or a sword swallower or any talent that you feel you want to bring forward.
That you can do legally on a stage.
Well, not even on a stage, because the winner of Pride's Got Talent will be performing in that warm-up period before the parade gets in front of the stands next year. So the Flyboys are always out there.
Yeah.
Our Pride Idols are always out there. Well, we're going to add this act. So we're going to discover a new talent.
Great.
So if you're out there...
There goes your sword swallowing.
I knew they were going to go after the swords. Why did I know that?
Those aren't swords.
Because we're after hours.
I know. But anyway, keep that in mind.
Somebody
and
put some headphones on this man.
If you've got a talent out there, look for us on Facebook or on PrideHouston.org.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
There you have it.
PrideHouston.org.
ORG, yes.
Yes.
It looks like he came into, like the bouncer came in to tell me it's time for me to go.
No. I'm not the bouncer.
You're not the bouncer?
No. I'm the bouncer.
Oh, now the bouncer's in.
Yeah.
So now I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
you're in the bouncer's chair.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me on. It's so unexpected just to drop by like that, but since I hear you were disparaging me, I'm happy I showed up.
Well, that's only fair. You called us queer voices.
Yeah.
I know. I can't believe. Well, once again, our book was wrong. We couldn't read what people were doing. We didn't know who was in front of us. We saw KPFT, and I know that I'm going to be on Queer Voices on Monday night. So I thought I'd put a plug out for them. It's just that you guys decided to point out to me that who you are. Yeah, this is a DVD I don't want to see back of the parade.
What happened? When I take too long to invite him back.
See, I'll punish you. But it's a pleasure to be here, as
great.
Always. And you guys do great work. Thank you for doing
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And doing it for all the years that you have.
And
it's wonderful.
You know, you and Brian and Fiona were really, really nice to that lady the other night.
Oh, could you be talking about Houston 8, my other show, the Sun Channel 8?
Yes.
Sunday at 5:30. They can still catch the repeat of it.
Exactly.
But it premieres always Friday at 8 o'clock. Interesting. interesting topic for us to cover. We had planned early on. The show usually doesn't book its guests or plan its topic mm-hmm. until the week of, because it's supposed to be current. And we had decided a little ways out we were going to do gay rights issues yeah. because of it being Pride and all of that. And then the Republican Party just gave us a gift in our hands by their platform for the state of Texas. And we're like, okay, we got something newsworthy. And we got in touch with our Republican, what do I want to call them? Our Republican go-to guys. Mm-hmm. And they said to us, oh, she's the perfect person for you. You want to have her on the show. So we invited her on the show. She said she would come. I honestly felt bad for her.
I did.
Because when she got there, I felt like she didn't know how to defend what they had said, and then she backed away from the topic.
Yeah.
Which then bothered me more, because it's like, well, that's what you're here to talk about. I don't know how you guys came up with this
and
wording.
You were really nice to her.
Well, my job is to take middle of the road, to ask the questions and let them answer. And I don't have an opinion on the matter when I'm sitting in that chair. And so it's hard when I have a personal belief, but mm-hmm. my job is to have them talk about it. And she didn't give me the answers I was looking for, I'll put it that way.
Not at all.
Sounds like they sent you the Texas version of Sarah Palin.
No, Sarah Palin would have said something.
Oh, yeah.
And trust me, it would have gotten attention. But it was, and I can understand where she was coming from, too. That I think a lot of people in the Republican Party have problems with the way this platform was written. And I don't know how much you've talked about it on the air, if your audience knows what's in it. But, I mean, it goes after everything. It wants us to repeal the repeal of the sodomy laws. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's saying that we should use our constitutional right to ignore what the Supreme Court says, yes. which we don't have a constitutional right to do. So it makes you wonder who wrote this. Then it talks about...
No adoption.
It talks about you can't just be against gay marriage. You can't just fight against it. If you help somebody get married who's gay, it's a felony,
yeah.
and you should serve jail time.
I couldn't believe this.
There have been people that have compared that to it. The other thing that I really love is that they want to do away with no contest divorces. So, like, if there is a divorce, you can't go in and say it's no fault. Mm. You better find out whose fault it is, and you better blame them in a court of law, or you ain't getting a divorce. It's just a little backward stepping. I mean, I give them credit for that one, because they run around saying that they believe so much in family values, mm-hmm. and we're the first ones to say, really, but divorce rates out of the school. So they're saying, okay, we're not going to let people get divorced either.
Yeah, like that's just solving the problem.
Yeah, I mean, and then there's a thing on free speech in there about they do not support the return of the fairness doctrine, because mm-hmm. they feel it limits free speech. I mean, it's just things I just don't understand. And what I really wanted was somebody from the party who could sit down and say, well, this is why we believe these things. Because I think my whole purpose for what I do is that the problem happens when the conversation stops. Mm-hmm. And that as long as we can talk about things, we can get to points of understanding, we can learn. We don't have to always agree with
what
the other side says,
right.
but
and
you should always understand
it. You know, yeah.
And so this kind of has bothered me that we can't even have those conversations anymore. And then when we get someone to come on to talk about it, they don't have it.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me.
So is this show going to be repeated?
It's going to be repeated tomorrow at 5:30 p.m.
Everyone tune in and watch this.
And also, we've been putting all of the Houstonites up online. So usually, I think the Monday after it airs, it'll go up online.
Good.
That's not to say that we don't have a wonderful season of interviews, my other show, Thursday nights at 10 o'clock on Channel 8. So there you go. That airs on 100 stations across the country. But who am I to say that?
Does it really?
It does. Oh, we're a big deal somewhere else.
Expert is always from out of town.
I tell you, it's mm-hmm. so true. Mm-hmm. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to thank you guys for a happy Pride. Wish all of your listeners happy Pride, and to just step by and say hello.
Thank you, Ernie, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Jimmy?
Yes.
I have to say that we both watched that, and that was hands down the most civilized I have ever seen that discussion held. Usually, it's on some show where everybody's swearing at each other by the end of an episode and trying to take each other out. I was completely impressed with how that turned out.
Yeah. Broadcasting is that nobody learns anything. You go in with what you thought when you started, and you walk away in the exact same place, except you watched a sparring match. Mm-hmm. What we try and do is move the conversation along, so at least we can be educated. And the best way to fight your enemy is to know why they do what they do.
Exactly.
So. Okay, goodbye.
Bye, Ernie. Thank you.
Bye, Ernie.
Be well.
Well, that was amazing.
I did not expect that.
It was very nice.
Well, Ernie's been here several times, but you know, after the festival and the announcing all night and blah 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 blah, I thought he would just be all tuckered out. I didn't expect him.
No, you didn't see his entourage.
I saw the one.
Are you all tuckered out there, Chris?
I wouldn't be tuckered out with that entourage.
No, I cheated.
Unless I spent about 3 hours in a closed, locked room with him.
Just 3 hours?
So you cheated?
I cheated and came in late. So I didn't come into the Montrose until 3:30. And then sat here at the station for a while until we went over and did that. So it's just too much for me to try and do. I tried doing the festival the 1 year and then not having a chance to go down, cool down, clean up some.
Yeah.
That just doesn't work right. So, yeah, I mean, like last year this time I was kicked out of the station because I was out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And then when
Jimmy and I kicked him out.
Yeah.
On the road home before I completely collapsed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We kicked him out last year.
Well, next year maybe there'll be a way station. Over on Dora Street.
Oh, that kind of way station. I thought you were making a fat joke at my expense there.
No, no.
Mr. Homonym.
No. That's where my house is.
Oh, okay.
The house I inherited.
Oh,
that
okay.
I'm redoing, yes.
Which I have yet to be invited to.
Well, nobody's been to it yet.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Just be careful. When you go to his house, it is clothing optional.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't.
No clothing.
No clothing, no option.
Right.
Oh, yes. You've never had a scarier time to knock on Jimmy's door in the afternoon, and he flings it open, and all he's wearing is shaving cream.
I've done that to him.
And I looked at him and go, what if it was...
In cherries?
No, it was on his face. He was. He hadn't moved to his legs yet. And I go, what if it would have been a Jehovah's Witness at the door? And he goes, so what?
Your point?
Well, it was kind of like today when I walked in and was trying to tell him hi, and he was standing back there in the back with his pants at his ankles and standing there in pink underwear.
Well,
he was trying to line his bikini wax.
You just walked in, so, and I thought,
well, the front door was hanging wide open, Mary.
Fortunately, his other front door wasn't open.
I usually knock before I let, but I live next door to him.
Yeah,
you ought to be used to it by now.
You knock.
That's why he knocks.
Yeah.
You knock, you yell hello, you take a step in,
make several phone calls.
Oh, he doesn't ever answer
the phone.
Although lately there have been several times when I've walked in where he's just been unconscious on the couch.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer his phone, he doesn't return phone messages.
Doesn't read his email.
Unless you include a naked pic.
I was impressed. He only the last time I was in your apartment, there were only two messages on your answering machine.
That's a huge.
I was impressed.
There was a power failure that wiped the rest of them out.
Fortunately, I mean, I can get a hold of you on Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a hold of me anytime you want.
Oh, dude.
He would like to book your face anytime you can.
I thought it was the other way around.
Oh, Flattery, we'll get you almost everywhere. I said almost.
I'm so happy to hear that.
So, someone bring in a moist towelette for Jimmy, please.
We need a bib in here, please.
A bib and some wet naps.
And I'm not talking about one of those you get at the Lobster House, either.
No, he's going to use a totally different type of nutcracker. Those dentures. Oh, the You kept trying to take that sip of coffee.
Not going to do it.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
Oh, I am so disappointed. We had the one theater group in here last year. They did Steel Magnolias. And I got teased for the fact that I had never seen Steel Magnolias before seeing the play.
Mm-hmm.
So then I watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the movie version I watched was on the Oxygen Network. Well, I found a different version of the same movie on Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately, that evening, I sent an email to Dario going, I've seen another version of Steel Magnolias, and where were the naked men in your version of the play? Because I saw a whole lot of ass in the movie, and it's like, this was not in the Oxygen version, and it wasn't on the stage production of it. Mm. I'm like, where was the ass? I missed the ass shots. And a little bit of blasphemy in there. Yeah. I noticed Oxygen cut out the blasphemy as well.
Oh, well.
But it was a whole different thing. It's like, I broke my DVR with that.
There is that lovely
forth,
shower
back and forth.
Yeah, apparently you can't rewind that often. It is like videotape. The snap is just a lot louder.
Oh.
Because it's in stereo.
There is that about a snap of towel.
Football, whatever they were.
Yeah, the football locker room.
Yeah, the locker room scene. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So, like I said, I've already yelled at them about not having more nudity in their performance.
You know, the show's half over, and Alex is still dressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of guests today.
What's your
bitch
point?
Out?
No, it's not even that. It's like
Ms. bitch.
Maybe I need to come over there and help him out.
There's dry.
Yes, the one we had there.
Maybe I need to come help Alex out over there.
Okay. Yeah, let's see, we gotta stall for another
2 minutes.
Two minutes.
More PSAs.
Then we'll do the PSAs and we'll pounce them while the PSAs are on.
We were supposed to have
a
15-minute discussion on the KPFT election.
Yes.
But Mary left.
She left.
Oh, my goodness. Why did she do that?
I don't know.
Well, she's just going to have to come back next week.
Well, maybe I'll drag in Kathy.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Because they want, of course,
I didn't know it was Mary Dennis you were talking about.
Yeah, that's why I said it was that Mary, not that. It was Mary, not that Mary. Mary.
Well, you know, in this, you say Mary, and it could be anybody.
I kept waiting to see you turn around your neck every time when someone said Mary.
I know.
You
would have
broke his neck
around here.
Yeah. Well, we were getting whiplash.
Yeah. But
Chris and I were definitely getting whiplash tonight.
Yeah. All those boys in their underwear. Yeah.
Yes, they were growing on me.
you're growing? Hold on. I got to come around there to watch this.
No. The boys were growing on me. At first, I'm looking at them, and I'm like, what preschool did you come out of?
Oh.
And then I'm like, as the sun goes down. It got very nice.
Yeah, there was a couple times I'm looking at it going, how the hell did you get that beer? I've caught myself that a couple of times, even at work, watching someone get into their driver's. Like, I went out to lunch on Friday, and I saw this kid come out of the restaurant and get into the driver's of the car, and I go, it's a fetus! How is he driving?
You know, the Hatch kids, we at the Hatch segment.
They use blocks.
Once a month, and they're on here, and I just sit and look and think, I am older than these kids' grandfathers.
Yeah,
it's not like
old,
oh
it's
my
experience.
God! Yeah. Age is not a bad thing, Jim. Yeah, it is.
And on that note, it's time for your PSAs.
Okay.
Will you serve on the election committee to help carry out KPFT's local station board election? Your energy, passion, and ideas are needed to support a fair and thorough election process. Come to the election committee meeting every Wednesday, June 16th through September 30th from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the KPFT station on Lovett Boulevard off Montrose in Westheimer. All participation is voluntary and you're free to invest as much or as little time as your life permits. For more information, contact Kathy Kidd, your local elections supervisor at les_KPFT@pacifica.org or call her at 281-668-8854. Or you can also visit PacificaElections2010.org.
KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
On July 2nd and 3rd, the Shenyang Performing Arts will explode in a dazzling, unforgettable performance in the Brown Theater at the Wortham Center. Narrated in both Chinese and English, the Shenyang cast of international vocalists and instrumentalists set the mood as the audience is transported across oceans and time. A live orchestra will accompany the dancers. Enjoy breathtaking displays, beautiful, unimaginable sceneries and costumes, heavenly maidens, thunderous drummers, classical Chinese dancers in various ethnic styles will capture the hearts and minds of audiences, both young and old. You don't want to miss it. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or visit houshow.com. That's houshow.com. You've been listening to KPFT Houston.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. After Hours is on Facebook, facebook.com/afterhours. We'll have some pictures up from the Pride Parade within the next week.
As soon as I can get them anyway.
Or, you know, you can check next month and see what they have over on Seattle.net. If you're lucky.
Yep.
But check out those sources you'll find there. Also, apparently, if you check out KHOU.com, they had a still photographer out there taking pictures during the Pride Parade. So check out there and see if you can find, see what you can find out of what you missed during the parade or what you saw or what you would love to see again. Do a little bit of music and we'll be back with more of the Pride Special. Have you found that second CD yet?
Bite me.
No.
I will.
Who said that? Oh, I thought it was him.
I will.
Come on.
Hey!
You just want me to lean over you to find one.
He's got two people and they can't find it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Meanie.
Oh, wandering fingers.
And rushing
hands. He wouldn't let me go down his shirt earlier. It's a little furry in there.
That's the second time somebody told me that. I didn't think I had that much chest hair.
Well, let's see. I was just going by feel, so.
Damn, I hate when it all...
Then again, is that, yeah, if I remember correctly there from that last time I tried molesting him, his butt's a little furry, too. Yeah, I got a...
Boy, that head just popped up all of a sudden.
Yeah, I about...
Oh, don't play all innocent and demure. You're there on Grindr right now.
Yeah, of course.
You slut. If you can't find a gay man in the Montrose, give it up.
I'm only here till tomorrow.
Okay, then it's craigslist.houston.org.
I will not go that low.
Gee, thanks. all right, squirt.org.
I've never tried squirt.org.
Try it. They've got a good video game on there, too.
I've played it, too.
Yes.
I've played it and beat it, too.
What do you win?
If you played it and beat it on squirt.org, that just doesn't sound right.
It's a fun little... It's you think like Mario Brothers, but with the hard
bathhouse. Bathhouse style.
Well, that's the final round. Is it
Mario Brothers, or would it be the Duck Hunt?
That's a spicy meatball.
No, I got a
spicy meatball for you.
Ooh. It's a fun little game, and it teaches you safe sex because you get points for engaging in sex, but you have to have a condom to have sex. So you have to capture that, but then of course the condoms get stolen from you by the hedgehogs and birds that are flying.
So it's 101. Excuses for virtual blue balls?
It's a weird game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. I'll have to play it.
Yeah. they've got that, and then they've got
the live version for you to play.
They're also making...
blue balls?
No, not blue balls.
Another twisted part about this, it's a sex hookup website is all it is. They've also been making videos for YouTube... that basically are pretending to be this new conservative news channel talking about some of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about sort because we do use that as an actual source of information here on our show. Who is the senator who was tap dancing in the men's bathroom at the airport?
Craig.
Mm-hmm. We actually used that source, that website, as a source of finding out exactly how cruisy that, what the review has been on that bathroom of how cruisy it is. And also they had a section on how to properly cruise in a bathroom. So we were trying to give instruction to any future senators who are cruising the bathrooms of what they should or should not do.
Yeah.
As part of a public service.
Well, yeah, I mean, because having a mirror on the top of your shoe is a little tacky.
Yeah. Well, then they had the steel toe, they had the steel part on the bottom there, so when he was tapping out a really good song, you know, Senator Wide Stance. Mm-hmm. But no, we gather sources from a very diverse field that we use for our stories and information for our show. Mm-hmm. Award winning and some other sites that are like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
But the website actually, one of the websites actually did help me with playing Scrabble. I use the word maw because one of the from the Daily Rotten, they've got a sub site called The Gaping Maw. And so I played that word in Scrabble. My father didn't believe it. But then again, he was assisted by his 5-year-old grandson to help get double his point score at the time. So it was easy to beat. Well, is Jimmy coming back yet or not?
He's sitting right here on the table behind me.
Hello.
So we want to talk once again about... the Mint Julep contest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because we got way off track on that one.
Yeah.
Duh.
Just slightly.
We believe in Amtrak radio. We're constantly off rail.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
ADD Airwaves?
Well, then again, they're shiny. But see, uh-huh. We also use the Amtrak analogy because there's a lot of us here that just like to look at some of the people and say, all aboard.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's got the conductor's outfit.
That's not surprising.
Is it painful?
As he raises one eyebrow.
Yeah, he'll gladly punch your ticket.
Welcome to oh, now here
I
he
know.
Comes.
Don't have to come in and defend myself all the time.
You can't do it when you're even sitting there.
No, because you're not ready for cross-examination.
You're right,
Jimmy, it's not defending you. We just constantly feel that you're deserving of a roast week in and week out.
I love a good piece of beef.
No.
And in Georgia, it's all pork. I don't understand.
Like he's the other white meat.
That's right. Yes.
I mean,
no, is that the noun or the verb?
Yes.
Jimmy, it's not character assassination, it's character identification.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I mean, all those who are...
Have you ever been roasted?
Every week.
Every week on this show.
You ought to know that by now.
True.
Do you and every time we see him out at the bars.
I mean, all those who are getting...
I am so used to having something shoved down my throat and then stuck through my ass that, you know...
And he's talking about more than just words.
I mean,
he's in that room one
yeah.
night.
Oops.
I mean, we're talking
your
about.
Eyes got so big. It did.
I mean, we are talking about the fact when he's doing the renovations in his house that, you know, his front door will open up and he'll have a pocket door that slides out that has a glory hole station for him.
And then out of the wall will pop this little thing that says, hole. Now serving number 5.
100.
Yeah. Yeah, and there, it's McDonald's is planning on suing him for the billions and billions served. But see, Judy's going to be upstairs, so we're going to put a sign in the foyer, you know, meat market to the left, fishmonger upstairs.
Oh. Something for everyone. Did you see the two lesbians on top of Mary's making out?
No.
Several times. It was two lesbian cops, which was great that they were open.
Oh.
But they were getting with it.
No kidding.
Several times.
They were there to protect Mary's, to keep people from getting on the roof.
Well, I didn't see anybody on the roof when I was when we drove by.
Yeah, and I didn't. Neither did I.
They must have been laying down by then.
However, I did see the ceremonial beads hanging from the power line.
Uh-huh.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, yeah, you still can't get them up there.
I'll give you a ceremonial bead.
Ooh. I'm not even going to ask.
It kind of goes well like Jimmy's pearl necklace.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it'll be hanging from the proverbial power line.
I was more impressed with the two young men in our group who somehow managed to both walk down the street and pretty much send each of their tongues all the way to their lungs at the same time and still managed not to trip and fall while they were doing it. I was impressed by that.
Mm. So was that before or after the baby was walking around? Picking up glow sticks.
With what? The real thin glow sticks? We were throwing those out.
Yeah. That's your fault.
Baby, glow sticks. There's a bad combination.
Well, that one guy's picking them up with his
ass. That's not a chew toy, honey.
The one in our group.
Yeah.
That's talent.
Oh, yeah.
Were the green and pink poodles there this year?
I didn't see them.
I didn't either.
Full standard size poodles. They're there almost every year with their owners.
I saw them last
And were the protesters
year.
There?
Yes. Yeah.
They were at the festival also.
They certainly were at the festival.
Yeah. And Merlin and I got an earful from one
we
of
got,
them.
We got, yeah, now, everybody knows I'm not Christian.
No.
No? Really?
But I have actually read the Bible. And when I get preached to by a boy who's half my age.
Cute nonetheless. He was very cute. He was very cute.
Gorgeous little man.
I'll give him that.
But
that's the only reason I gave him the time of day.
Yeah. And he's talking to Wes and he's blah 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 blah, and I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, we were on the way back to the house, and blah, 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 blah. And I finally looked at this guy and completely shut him down. I was like, you know, all I have to say about your way of thinking is I'm eternally grateful that that which runs the universe by whatever name is not as big a bigot as some of his followers. And we walked on.
You know, we did see them a little bit later on.
Yes, they did.
And he didn't even bother to stop.
Oh, he looked in my direction and then thought about it. And then,
how many are there here? I mean, I've seen them years ago, and I didn't even see them this time, so I don't even know where they were.
I missed the cute pictogram posters.
But, I mean, in Dallas Pride, they're segregated away at the end of the parade where you turn, and they're right there at the festival. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, megaphones, huge speakers, about 50 of them.
Really?
I mean, they go all out, and they're screaming at the people.
We only get about a half a dozen at a time.
That when I, the first time mm-hmm. I was in Dallas, they were talking about the protesters, and I was like, oh, yeah, probably two or three. And they're like, no, there'll be a lot.
Oh.
And, I mean, sure enough, megaphones and loudspeaker, and I was like, wow.
So do they not understand that being gay is not synonymous with requiring a hearing aid?
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty close, but I mean, they had police officers just complain because, of course, the conflict. Yeah. They were right there by the festival, too.
Well, we were talking about that before. Yeah. You know, some people were wanting, you know, about signs for protesters. I said, no, don't go with that one. Don't go with that one. Just go with a simple one. God hates shrimp. Oh, and they're like, huh? I said, it's in Leviticus. Shrimp is the abomination before the Lord. And just start telling these protesters that, you know, you want to protest our event? Fine. I want to see your ass down at Red Lobster. I want to see you down at Walmart protesting cloths made of two fabrics or however that goes.
Yeah.
You know, start going there. You know, when you're out in front of Long John Silver's protesting, then, you know, we'll talk.
Okay.
Hey, give that to
actually,
the...
Actually, there were some protesters at the festival, and one got arrested.
Oh, did he now?
He made some lesbians mad.
Oh, big mistake. Oh,
that's worse than making a drag queen mad.
And then he put his hand on her.
Oh. Not good.
And he got carted off really quick.
Apparently he didn't get the memo.
No.
I wish I could have seen that one.
How dare you touch her with a penis in your pants?
I don't think that was the point.
No, it was just a male.
Amy!
Y'all see the car fire? They're behind. Right before the parade started, I was in lineup, but a friend of mine said right behind Burger King, it was like a big car fire. Even throughout there, there was a lot of police interaction and fire trucks back and forth with lights on.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Okay. Speaking of your shrimp, your little shrimp episode there, I just, there is a Facebook page entitled God Hates Shrimp People.
Ah. Well, there is a website, God Hates Shrimp.
Yeah.
Is that another Phelps website or something?
It's a satire site because if you go to God Hates Shrimp, then there's one you can come off of that and goes to another site that's a church sign generator. We actually, because we use that for Louie, we had the opening cart to our skit that we did this past year with the wedding. It had a Baptist church sign that we put in their thing about marriage.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed that. I was changing out of my unitard.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Yes.
Would you like to do that again?
I'm waiting.
I don't think that Lillian would let me borrow that again.
It doesn't matter that you're not. It doesn't matter that you're not wearing one. It's just the act.
We're waiting.
I'm
inquiring
sure I have
minds.
No idea what you're talking about.
We can go to the YouTube video.
Yes, I know you can. Yes, and Bob Skinner.
I have an iPhone.
Me.
I have YouTube right here.
Uh-huh. Yes, this is way too hard for where it says real American heroes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He was the model for the professional wrestling attire maker.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Dear Bob. Yeah,
okay.
So, Miss Mint Julep.
Not yet.
Oh, that's right. We got derailed again.
Well, somebody let that person in.
That's Roy trying to get in the back door.
Leave it locked.
Production.
One more year. That's all. Right. You know, be gone in a couple of hours. We'll see him next year.
Sometime inside the week, David might make it there.
So, once again, when is the contest?
The contest is July 18th.
Okay.
My show is July 9th. Both at the BRB. My show is at 10:30, and the contest will start at 2.
That's a late show.
Yes, it is.
So you need...
The contest starts at 2?
Yeah.
In the afternoon,
yeah.
Oh, this Mint Julep is the longest show in the history of gaydom here in Houston.
I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about.
And it has always been so. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
It starts
God.
From May the 1st with the Kentucky Derby and goes all the way until usually the weekend of the 18th
it's about,
of July.
Well, it's actually about a four-hour show. And it's...
Oh, you said contest. I'm worried about the contest. Okay. The contestants were upstairs getting dressed and not being able to smoke a cigarette. Nobody will buy us a cocktail.
Yeah.
Even if we give them money to.
It's like every entertainer in gay Houston performs at the Miss Julep contest. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll want to be there, though, because I got a really big production number planned. And
oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'll just say boys in their underwear.
Okay, we're there.
He's there.
You got Jimmy's attention.
There you go. That's the magic words.
I'll right sleep through the rest. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Cute ones, too.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about mine.
About your what?
About my number.
Oh.
About his member?
Number.
Oh.
Damn your dyslexia.
Yes.
My selective hearing.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to say anything about my
member.
Why?
It's a surprise.
Would you watch where you're drooling, Jim? Oh, my God.
I could say the same thing about you.
My shirt is wetter now than I was after the parade.
We need a bib in here again.
Just a quick test.
Yeah, that's a fabulous mask you have.
Thank you.
Oh, and you
bib
wore
for Mr. Coppa.
I wore it for the parade.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you incognito? Or just
no? I decided to not dress in drag, so that was as close as I got today.
Didn't have to do the eye makeup thing.
No.
Yeah. That saves about an hour.
Yeah.
Or in my case, too.
Yeah, and then his was 2 hours, even with three drag queens painting.
It's beautiful. It's like red satin, and it's got this shiny gold, you know, filigree thing going around it. And this beautiful edging. And feathers!
And plumes, huh?
And a couple of stones on it, too.
Well, you know how
you
queens
keep noticing,
are.
You keep noticing drag queen stones there, Jimmy.
I know. Well, they're so
he's
shiny.
All about my stones tonight.
They're so shiny.
I went to his house last weekend. He was watching the Jewelry Channel.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
He's like, it's just background noise. Yeah.
No, I asked him if he was looking for new jewelry. He said, yeah.
One end of the couch was the cell.
Pass.
Yeah, one end of the couch was the was his cordless phone, and I hit redial, and it was the Jewelry Channel. And the other, the other side of the couch was a bottle of lotion, a box of Kleenex.
And there was a divot in the middle.
Well, now that Stanley's gone, I can buy jewelry again.
I've been the beneficiary of some
denial?
Of that stuff.
Denial ain't just a river in Egypt.
I know.
Okay. No, it's the stone on his finger.
Yeah.
All the stones that are in my staff right now, my walking staff, were provided by Jimmy.
But the funny thing is, I was watching the Jewelry Channel there for a while.
I don't like cabochon. They have to be faceted.
I was watching the hosts there, and they were just—they started screwing up and made a comment. And the other one was looking, was like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And I go, "Oh my God, it's not just our show that people like." Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I just keep looking at it, and I'm like, you know, at some point they're going to show a hand with a wart or a paper cut on it.
No, but I do know she had glitter on her hand.
Did she?
Yeah,
it's probably because it was very old.
Distractions.
Yeah.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. So, no, I was kind of looking at the guy. Yeah.
That's why Elizabeth I, the older she got, the more jewelry she wore.
The
way it just smooths out the wrinkles.
Now look how much I'm wearing.
Yeah, you're
getting, no, you're distracted.
Oh.
You know, you're...
Well, see, I see you get the bigger earring, so, you know, it pulls it back and down, so it kind of gives you another facelift.
It works.
Hey, look at the Rocky put on the other day.
That was an awkward meeting.
What?
When the Queen met Lady Gaga. How many floats were playing Lady Gaga? I swear
God, I wanted to puke.
Well, the Pride Band was playing a couple of Lady Gaga. We heard
the
it. What
Pride Band?
Nice.
Let's kill them.
They were turning up. They were tuning up. The thing is, you know, we didn't have music. We had a float two in front of us that was playing music, and we figured, you know, the Pride Band, we'd hear them. We didn't hear them. But the one part I did not like is there was four or five DJs mixing on the side of the parade
route.
Yeah,
what was that about?
You know, it's like these people put together the stuff to play music and perform to it, and you idiots are out there.
Just overbearing.
Yeah.
And the one that was the most overbearing, it wasn't a bar. It was it was over by that spy shop.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even that. Someone threw up a tent, were serving drinks and sandwiches. Mm. Eardos sandwich. They were doing Eardos. The price of the Eardos wasn't bad, but $2 for a Jell-O shot?
Ooh.
They were selling bottled water for $3.
Yeah, if you really wanted a Jell-O shot,
$3
for a bottle of water. Who the hell do you think they are? The Astros?
Oops.
Yeah, you could have gone over to the Ripcord. You got it. It's six Jell-O shots for $5. If they bother to get up this morning,
that's right.
To do it.
And you could probably find some guy in the bathroom to get a free drink of water from.
Ew.
That's right. Drink the rainbow.
Not drink from rainbow.
No.
Rainbow
that's
almost
it.
Didn't.
He's ejected.
Rainbow almost didn't make it to the end of the parade.
Why? What happened to her?
She kept walking in front of our damn car.
I know. We're in. Ooh, boy. She was almost a hood
Rainbow
walker.
De Clown
yeah.
was walking in the KPFT contingent.
Took a fine picture.
And kept
colorful,
kept doing
she?
All these figure eights and wasn't paying attention to the PT Cruiser about ready to turn her into a hood ornament.
Oh, dude.
But road again, pizza.
But actually, knowing Rainbow, we would probably have lost the... We would have had to jump out of there before the PT Cruiser was lost forever. Oh. Sorry, Rhonda. It's in a garage that no one wants to go into.
Rainbow is listening.
Boo hoo.
You know what he does? He puts on porn, turns off the volume, and listens to us.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
I need to go take a shower.
I feel dirty now.
Again.
Then put on an extra pair of long pants.
I know the dialogue is bad in porn, but...
And the music
sucks.
We're
not any better.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's a scary thing.
Yeah, our porn doesn't have a plot. I mean, I know that straight porn is...
But this doesn't have a plot either.
No, it doesn't.
No. Yeah, because...
Well, Sean Cody doesn't either.
Yeah, because that guy's here.
No,
yeah.
That's just pretty. That's very pretty.
Yeah, because I just remember this stuff with watching the Adult Video News Awards a couple of months ago. It was shown on Showtime. And it was like, oh my God, they're trying to up the production values in porn. And it was scary. You know, it was like Hollywood. Either this high-budget looking blockbuster with all the special effects.
Oh, dear God.
You too, Merlin.
Or it was a sequel. Or a spin-off of a television show. The X-Files has pornos. Married Without Children. They've come out recently with a Golden Girls porno.
Ew!
The scarier part is, it's from what I've seen from the promo for the It's Not the Golden Girls Triple X parody, I believe it's not just GILF, it's lesbian GILF.
I didn't see Loaf in the parade this time.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were there.
They were hours and was my game during their
They had to get out early once again, you know, get home early. From
Matt Long.
they're even coming up with a Glee porno parody.
Really?
I can actually see a lot.
That I could...
Yeah.
I did not notice Chris Colfer's... I didn't notice him in the... His character in there. There's plenty of the lesbian cheerleaders. Mm. And they actually do sing. They found porn stars who could sing. That has to be the second scariest porno next to Romeo and Julian.
That... So when they sing, do they... Ew.
Or the Jeff Stryker country
album. It's the box set.
Yes.
They actually made two versions of it. So yes, there is a cut and an uncut version. Because they made one that was not a porno.
What? How can you have a cut and uncut version?
Because they made one into... they cut out the porno scene.
The guy's either cut or he's not.
It's before and about a year after.
Actually, it's a Jewish child porn thing, and they get into the part. The oil comes in the middle, and you know.
Yeah, Gigi was
Texas foreskin massacre.
Yeah,
oh.
That's right. Gigi
Texas foreskin.
I wasn't here for the show.
Just stick around; she'll show you.
Yeah, he was talking about something working.
He's not.
Yeah, I
want to
know.
Well, you were telling Jimmy, I know I don't want to know. But I'm all ears.
We're getting close. Coming up at the 3 o'clock hour is the traditional round table.
We're going to do it Pride style tonight.
We've got our regular type stories. We also had an interesting thing. We was talking with Jimmy yesterday.
Yes.
And he was...
Bitching
about some of the stuff with Pride.
And yeah, about the cost of entries. Especially for 501c3 organizations.
And
well... In Houston, it starts at $150 and goes up to, what, $400?
Something like that.
Depending on when you send the application in. Ouch.
And
but, yeah.
So what I did is I went around to some of the different Pride websites around the country and looked to see what their costs were.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about a little bit of that.
See how Houston rates.
Where you can go and be a part of Pride for free.
Mm.
And we're going to leave that a mystery.
Three.
No. Everybody.
Everybody? Oh, everybody?
So I wrote down the numbers for...
Where the hell did they get the money?
For each one of the... normally the 501...
Very good sponsor.
501c3. I'll give you a clue. I think what it is because they sell a lot of moose burgers.
Oh, okay.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Yeah.
If that doesn't drop a big enough hint on you, I've got an oil tanker to crash into you.
So how was the Cadillac?
That was so wrong on so many levels.
Thank you. But that site was interesting from the fact of, you know, we talk a lot about with the drag community and different ones. Their drag is one of the sponsoring organizations for their Pride Parade. And so there's a link to the court...
Really?
On the front page of their Pride website.
Court's that big?
Wow.
It's all statewide.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, well. What, four towns?
The Bears don't count.
No.
And they're talking about polar bears.
Oh. Oh.
Damn.
<Yeah.
laughs>
So, you know, it's...
Bleach jobs.
No, just old fat free guys.
Oh,
no, they're not. They can't help that all the bears are older.
They are?
I think that's what he's talking about. You saw the bears.
Oh. Well, yeah. It was quick.
Hmm.
I beg your pardon?
I did float.
Oh.
Which means you saw Carlita.
Carlos,
you better stay off those carbohydrates, Carlita. I guess I need to bring him in here so we can trash talk.
Yes. That's not fair. You've got, you know, the show to trash talk.
He did it at the Louis meetings. And he got to use profanity.
You know, I think we have a few more listeners than you get at a Louis meeting.
What's your point?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, but then but there is a similarity.
What?
They all involve bars.
Mm-hmm.
The HCC meeting is held at bars, and ours are prisoners.
Stop. fact, you know, and look at it. It's 2:50, and we didn't even talk about our letter tonight.
Yeah, well, there's 10 questions we'd have to go through.
Oh.
Yeah, and he in there he specifies that. He did hear us last week, but the program kind of fuzzled out on him. So he didn't hear the part where I
wanted an outline of him?
Well, he didn't hear the part where we answered his questions once again. So next week we'll have to answer his questions again.
As long as we get that outline. Jimmy wants an outline.
I do.
Well, he's not listening now. It's too late to mention that now.
Well, Jimmy, you know what you're just going to have to do.
What?
Show up.
Can he not download a copy?
He's a prisoner.
Oh.
He's an one of our MBBs, men behind bars.
The majority of our listeners are either prisoners or straight drunk Republicans with insomnia who just get off on talk shows. Yeah. And, you know, because they turned in one time and they heard us talking about teabagging, and they think we're going on government protests, and
they first thought that we were talking about Earl Grey tea, but
Jimmy did it Earl Grey.
I wouldn't doubt that in the least bit.
What?
try and keep up, honey.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
There.
Just in case you want to.
Somebody turn his hearing aid up.
That was another age
check
joke.
Check your battery. Oh, God, they sit right in, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, mercy me.
I would say tell him to check his battery, but I think the stuff he uses takes at least 3D size battery.
Well, see, that's the nice thing about driving a Prius. It recharges itself all the time.
And once you're up to 3D size batteries, you might as well just go one step up and, you know, and
you plug
know,
yourself
and
in.
And get an electric one.
An electric one? My God, you've got a Kickstart at home.
Why don't you just plug it up to a Prius?
Kickstart nothing. He uses a crank on the front of that bitch.
Yeah, I think we proved that earlier.
You know, you can get the gas-powered ones, but, you know, when you use them inside, it just, you know, you get this smoky, it gets all smoky in your brain.
Yeah, yeah, but
you don't need to do drugs.
You're a lightheaded anyway. You can get the propane ones.
Oh, really?
Maybe they do the propane forklifts in the Home Depot.
Propane.
And I go, boom.
Yes,
and now it's time for your.
Yeah, I can
see. Quite a climax, wouldn't it?
I can see Jimmy going.
Is it time for PSAs yet?
Yeah, I need propane and propane accessories that are magic wand and three-speed variable.
What TV show was that?
King of the Hill.
Uh-huh.
Damn it, Bobby!
Think of the thing from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, when she says, "Like light." Light it and then shove it in their box, because that's the only bang you're going to get. I couldn't remember the whole thing, but...
So, does that mean you're going to walk around with a vial of Abba poop around your neck?
No!
Abba poop?
Wow, this conversation's taking a serious soda.
Taking? Honey, you missed that bus years ago.
At least 2 hours ago.
Oh.
Sorry, I rode the short bus as a kid.
Oh, come on, 3 or 4.
No, because I still got to go download all the stats.
So, have we seen the new packaging for Legacy's condoms? Batch. It is so cute. Use me. Whatever.
Honey, you've already been used and thrown away.
Oh, I saw those everywhere. I thought it was a business card. No. No, it says use me, and in it is...
Condoms and lube.
Condoms and lube.
Where's the candy?
And then
there's pictures. There's pictures.
On the inside, how to put the condom on. It's fabulous marketing. I love it.
Yes. Oh.
Two packs of lube. That's
that's
generous.
Condoms.
Oh, those are the condoms. I'm sorry.
With one pack of lube.
One pack. Oh, that doesn't work.
Oh God. There's not even a.
That ain't enough to.
That not for yours.
You could spit more than that. I'll tell you this, when I went to Bear Wash,
there's something I don't know over there, and I need to find out.
They had about 10 packs of condoms in there, and different types of lube.
They're prepared for a party because when you checked in, if you needed food, they had Magnums there too.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, right.
Thank you, Legacy.
Oh my God.
I wish I would have picked up some of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Legacy, if anyone's listening,
mm-hmm.
Contact me about your typo. Somebody going from Macintosh to PC, they made a mistake.
Ooh, let me see. I'm interested now. Right.
They came down off the post to hand that to me.
Oh.
Well, they had to.
Wow. That's right. They can't throw them anymore.
Oh.
No, you never could throw condoms.
Well, that's true.
Condoms you had to hand to someone who was 18 years of age or older. Apparently, their Pride Committee was believed that in like Republicans that if you're under the age of 18, you don't have sex.
Mm. My very first
calling Bristol Palin. Calling Bristol Palin.
the very first one after Mom and I joined PFLAG.
Yeah.
2 months after she joined PFLAG, my dad didn't march with us. Mm-hmm. We got done with the parade. We were over there by Katz's, and we kind of pulled off to the side. We were watching the parades go by. And somebody came over there and handed my mother one of those.
Oh, my God.
It was the clear package.
Mm-hmm.
That you can see it all.
And everything. And she looks at me and hands it to me and says, you can use this more than I could. And I knew I'd come full circle by this.
I used to buy, when I get those packages, I'd give them to my brothers. And my dad saw him the one time and asked what that one thing was. I go, it's the bottle of lube. Because he used to have a little package of ID lube in there. Yeah. There was a decent amount, not like this.
Oh, like a little pillow pack.
Yeah. You twist the top there, you know.
Yeah. Those were great.
With the yummy flavors.
Yeah. Well, because
they tasted good.
They did.
Not always the best. The cherry one wasn't bad. Strawberry. Don't do the banana. Pineapple.
Hear that, Mom?
The pina colada was okay.
Yeah.
If you stuck rum in it.
I wonder what the average lifespan of lube is.
Well, rum actually, in it or rub it?
Yes.
Well, see. No. See what you do is you have to put on the banana one, then you put on a strawberry one, and you use whipped cream. It's like, do me like a banana split.
I'm allergic to bananas.
It's time now for your PSAs.
We got 30 seconds.
I thought we'd been a good segue.
We got 30 seconds.
Coming up, like I said, is Roundtable. We have two of our pillars tonight. And we've also got a story of 10-year-old gay pride grand marshals. Not being around for 10 years, a 10-year-old kid as the grand marshal of the gay pride parade. Have I killed 30 seconds yet or not?
Yeah, considering Jimmy's talking over the air again.
Go ahead, let's do the PSAs and Roundtable.
It takes a special kind of person to appreciate jazz. It takes a special kind of person to care about what's going on in Gaza. Al-Auda means the Palestinians' right to return. Al-Auda Houston has teamed up with KPFT to present you with the sounds of a writer, activist, and jazz musician, Gilad Atzmon, in Gaza, for the love of jazz, for the love of Gaza.
Hi, I'm Gilad Atzmon. Hope to see you all on July 3rd in Houston.
Come and join us on July 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at Plaza Americas, 201 Sharpstown Center, formerly known as the Sharpstown Mall, for the love of jazz, for the love of Gaza. Jaza. For more information and tickets, log on to kpft.org. This is a fundraising event for KPFT.
This is a political alert from Pacifica Radio Network to you, our listeners and activists. Help keep KPFT alive with the diverse voices of our community by running for your local station board and voting for the listener candidates. Nominations are open for the 2010 local station board election. Please visit PacificaElections2010.org to request a nomination package. For more information, contact Kathy Kidd at LES_KPFT@Pacifica.org. Candidate nomination packages must be received by June 30th at midnight. KPFT Houston.
Later.
You are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. A little music in your ear, and we're coming back with Roundtable.
Now we're back for round table. Chris, you ready yet?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of?
and get the headphones on.
Yeah.
So,
okay, all the usual suspects are here.
What usual suspects?
Plus one.
All right.
So,
what's plus an unusual suspect over there.
What's on the agenda for Roundtable tonight?
And then there's Jose.
I got some interesting Pride stories first. A couple of updates. And that, interesting up at the Chicago Gay Pride Parade. Talking about your big jewelry there. The Chicago Blackhawks National Hockey League team took the Stanley Cup trophy to the Gay Pride Parade.
Wow.
Chicago Blackhawk Brent Sopel, his wife and four kids, and the Stanley Cup will represent the team in Chicago's Gay Pride Parade, which is tomorrow, said President John McDonald, who is sending the cup from the NHL draft in L.A. The power of the cup is incomprehensible, and we recognize the importance of doing this. It's important for the city and important for the franchise. The Stanley Cup has become one of the biggest celebrity of all. It has its own personality and charm, and will be proud to participate in the parade. Brent Sopel is one of the truly great guys, and to have a cup of part of this parade is just another great part of the celebration. Sopel will be marching in honor of the late Brendan Burke, who died earlier this year in a car accident after breaking barriers in the hockey world by discussing his sexuality in Sports Illustrated with his father, Maple Leafs general manager Brian Burke. Now, part of this comes from the fact that earlier this month, the Blackhawks were making news after a photo, which is shown above, that of a whiteboard, one of those dry erase boards in their locker room, revealed that they were, when they were in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Philadelphia Flyers, they had on their board about saying the Flyers player Chris Pronger was being mocked as being gay on the Blackhawks locker room, following the publication of a photo of Pronger with a skirt on in the Chicago Tribune. Next to his name on the depth chart thing they had said number 20 Pronger gay.
Is gay.
Okay. So in kind of way of making amends for this, the Stanley Cup, the trophy for the National Hockey League.
Probably one of the largest trophies I think in
sports. Yeah, because it keeps getting bigger.
Yes.
Because each time a team wins it, they add the entire roster of the team to the trophy. So it just gets bigger and bigger. And they were asked to be a part of the Gay Pride Parade by the Chicago Gay Hockey League.
That's good to hear.
And other news with Pride Parades. Remember several months ago we talked about a 10-year-old named Will Phillips, who in Arkansas refused in school to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance, while gays and lesbians are considered second-class citizens.
He made
some news about that. Was on several talk show circuits and that. This was back in November of last year. Well, he received an honor for that. 10-year-old Will Phelps will serve as the Grand Marshal for the Northwest Arkansas Gay Pride Parade in Fayetteville this weekend. Phillips made headlines in November last year for refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance at his school until all Americans had full equality. Since then, he has traveled the country accepting GLAAD awards, recorded PSAs for activist group Get Equal.
At 10.
10-year-old.
That's impressive, I gotta say.
And not being pushed into it there.
Exactly.
Now, there's also some questions about this, because this is coming from A.K.A. Williams. At 10 years old, Will Phillips may be one of gay rights movement's youngest heroes. Though he's not necessarily gay himself, this Arkansas kid burst in the activist scene last year when he refused to pledge allegiance to the flag until gay people were given equal rights. How precious. How precocious. How precious. Now that he's a superstar, Phillips, who describes himself as an ambassador for gay rights, has been named Grand Marshal of the Northwest Arkansas Gay Pride Parade. The announcement will no doubt ruffle feathers, and pride organizers are doing nothing to stem anti-gay sentiments. In fact, they're reinforcing them. Homophobes often like to argue that we gays are out to seduce and corrupt the nation's youth. We're monsters, child molesters, and enemy of good, clean family fun. That attitude explains why the American Family Association is currently rallying its forces against Home Depot, which will soon hold a pride event that includes a workshop for kids. Oh, the humanity!
Oh, heaven forbid.
The worst offense is that Home Depot has set up kids' workshops at these gay pride festivals, insists AFA's Randy Sharp. These are events where they have loud, boisterous homosexual activities making their voices heard, and Home Depot is putting money behind setting up kids' booths at these kind of events. Organizers in Arkansas are well aware of the right-wing's fear of gay pride and are already taking preemptive and incendiary measures to deflect potential criticism. Rather than using Phillips Grand Marshal appearance as an opportunity to, quote, normalize gay community's relationship with America's youth, pride organizers in Arkansas are attempting to set themselves apart from the rest of the nation's queer centers. We're not San Francisco, New York, and we're pretty much a family affair, so it's pretty safe to be here.
So it's sanitized.
Yeah. Sound familiar? Said organized Joni Harper. The implication, of course, is that the kids in New York and San Francisco would not be safe marching along with the homosexual set, thus buying into the right-wing's homophobic talking points. I understand that pride can get a bit risque, but I've never in my many years seen anything outright offensive or overly sexual. I mean, this isn't Folsom Street Leather Festival, which some criticize for bearing too much chapped ass. Pride is a celebration not only of gay communities, but also of the human endeavor for equality. Even if there are some shirtless guys, shirtless men gyrating, shouldn't we teach our children that sexuality is a beautiful thing that carries no shame? So,
yeah, I saw the float tonight for, what was it, Tony's Corner Pocket. Yeah. Plenty of flaunting, you know, flaunting around in, you know, skimpy underwear.
Yeah, but they also had the bears on there, too.
Yes. That was pretty cool.
They were in the skimpy underwear?
No, well, I think there was one in a harness. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was at Bear Watch. I saw some of the guys in less than skimpy underwear.
What's the matter, Wes?
Yes, and I was one of them.
I didn't know they made enough thong that big, but okay.
Who said it was a thong?
He used the bed sheet.
Now, part of the third story regarding this Arkansas Gay Pride. Mayor Lionel Jordan of Fayetteville, Arkansas, received around 300 emails yesterday as a result of an action alert from the American Family Association, which asked the mayor to drop his support for the Gay Pride Parade in which a 10-year-old Will Phillips will serve as Grand Marshal.
Oh, my God.
Despite receiving over 300 emails Wednesday afternoon urging Mayor Jordan to withdraw from the city's support of the parade and for other festivities, including a mayoral proclamation, Fayetteville Community Communications Director Lindsay Smith said Saturday's activities will go on as scheduled. The mayor is still excited, said Smith. Everything is still on. Most of the messages included identical body copy, which came preloaded in an online action form set up by the AFA. Nearly all of them began with a statement as, I am shocked to learn the city of Fayetteville is issuing a proclamation in support of the homosexual activist group Northwest Arkansas Pride. Smith said the majority of the emails were from non-Fayetteville residents.
Of course. Why am I not surprised?
We'll save that one for later.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Tease.
Oh, I think I'm going to go with her a little bit with the crime blotter thing. Yeah, we talked about kids being active a little bit more earlier than that.
Yes.
from Leesburg, Florida, two six-year-old boys were caught performing oral and anal sex at a day camp in Leesburg.
What?
Good God.
Both were six?
Huh? Both of them were six. So I do.
Was it consenting?
Yes. The mother of one of the boys told their Channel 2 News that her six-year-old son came home describing oral and anal sex that he took part at a city-run summer camp. She asked the Wish News to conceal her identity to protect her son. I was shocked, upset, concerned, and worried as to where my son had learned this from, she said. The incident occurred under a piece of playground equipment just large enough for the kids to get underneath and conceal what they were doing from counselors. Another camper noticed what was going on. The counselors were all over the playground, said Deputy City Manager Jay Evans, and they weren't clustered all in one area. They were dispersed all over the playground. It's hard to fathom how this happened. Once counselors got wind of what was going on, Evans said they jumped into action. Mm. We immediately contacted law enforcement, which brought in the Department of Children and Families and the Children's Advocacy Center to see if we determine where this inappropriate contact originated. According to both six-year-old boys, an eight-year-old boy at camp taught them what to do, and it wasn't their first time. They believe this happened between 8 to 10 times over the course of 3 weeks. She said the camp counselors should have been watching the kids more closely. Evan said the investigators were looking to see where at least one of the children learned that conduct, but they weren't able to determine that. The city said it was aware of the sexual incident. The city officials didn't dispute that it took place, and they said they've made some changes to prevent it from happening again. All three children involved in the incident no longer attend camp, and the city has since boarded up all access under the playground equipment. The city is offering counseling to families and training to the counselors so they will know not to assume children are playing innocently, officials say. They will be trained to keep a closer watch on the kids. This is very emotional, very unsettling, the mother said. You know, you entrust your child to someone to take care of them and protect them.
That's amazing.
So, did this 8-year-old face any kind of charges for...
I don't think at that age you can.
Well, I know I was performing oral sex at 4.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about anal sex until I was in my teenager.
Well, so these kids are prodigies.
I guess so.
Where did the 8-year-old learn this from, did they say?
No, they haven't gone further in the investigation. But now it's basically what they're...
Were they Catholic?
No, it was a city. It was a city-run camp.
Okay,
but was the kid's parents Catholic?
They don't ask that question. Okay. Yeah, we can add a comment to this and ask if it was Catholics. yeah, but part of what they have here is they have a video from the channel WES station, and at least the screen capture on the video before you hit play basically shows that they've taken and put plywood on the sides of the slide so you can't go under the slide. And so
they'll find other places.
Oh yeah,
I mean, my goodness, they
always did.
They found that stuff all. They found out what to do already at that age. They're gonna find a spot.
Yeah, buddy.
So, to the concerned mom in Leesburg, Florida.
It was called playing doctor. Uh-huh. And everybody did it.
Yeah.
Now they call in counselors. What's the deal?
Well, your child may be gay. I'm sorry. You know. So.
Yeah. I loved that game.
I'd love to be there for that conversation when those kids turn, 16.
Like I tell some of the people that come into where I work and their children are acting up and they're being terrible, and I always like to lean over to the counter and tell them this is nothing. Wait till they become teenagers. The look of horror on their face is priceless.
I'll bet.
Like I told my sister one time when she said when she was complaining about her children, I said, it's the mother's curse. Our mother has cursed you with the fact that your children are going to be the same as we were when we were growing up.
Yep. Payback's hell.
Okay, on to some police blotter stories. Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville Metro Police say they've solved a murder they didn't even know existed.
Wow, that's a
talent
right there.
Really?
Man. Wow. Holy
crap. So what did they stumble onto this time?
Police say it started as a domestic dispute led them to the discovery of a body. It started last night when they went to a home on South 4th Street on reports of a domestic dispute. 38-year-old Joseph Banas was arrested after a fight with his boyfriend. Police say while in custody, Banas, in an attempt for revenge, implicated his boyfriend in a murder. Police searched the house and found a body in a plastic tub in the basement.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Apparently, this individual was involved sexually in a relationship, said Louisville Metro Police Detective Barry Wilkerson. They had made at some point some sort of plan to rob him of narcotics, and during the robbery, that's when the murder was committed, and they decided to bury the body in the basement of their residence. Police are still trying to find out the details, but right now they have charged Banas and 38-year-old Jeffrey Munt with murder, among other charges. Police believe the man was shot and stabbed sometime in December. The name of the victim has not yet been released. Banas and Munt have been in the news before. In April, they were arrested in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency Hotel after they were allegedly found with roughly $55,000 in counterfeit money, a suspected date rape drug, several handguns, and fake IDs.
Nice guys.
I almost hate to ask what they were going to do with all that
what
stuff.
What the hell is this? An episode of Law and Order?
Yeah, it is.
That Dahmer, that his MO was that? Or was which one was that that had that would bring in hustler boys?
That was Gacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Gacy was the one who buried him in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dahmer just had friends over for dinner and they stayed the night.
Permanently.
Yeah, you usually find him in the freezer.
When police arrived, they discovered Bannis was armed with a weapon. Both men were placed into custody. Upon searching their room, this is the Chicago story. The police found weapons, fake IDs, and counterfeit cash. They also found a clear liquid in a glass bottle container. The police believe this liquid to be GHB. Bannis was charged with aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, possession of fake identification card, misdemeanor theft, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a weapon without a firearm, the owner's identification card. Police say they don't know what the man planned to do with the weapons, drugs, or cash, or IDs. They're not that bad.
Well,
looking.
Are they that dense?
Well, there's
look
a,
at their pictures okay, and you tell me.
There's a vacant stare in those
no,
eyes.
No, and that's the police.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe it was Al Gaeta. I don't know.
That was bad.
Thank you. From Canada.
Eh?
Eh? Now, this kind of confused me because the headline of this story is 1 in 10 makes the world a little safer for bums.
Yeah, remember this is Canada.
Right.
Eh. And 1 in 10 is a bookstore. The displays at 1 in 10 just got a little spicier. On June 10th, an Ottawa bylaw officer stopped by the Bank Street sex shop to tell its staff their window display contravened city ordinances. But after the sex shop staff and owner did their research, they discovered that they were allowed to show more than the bylaw officer and even the shop's owner had thought. Since 1998, 1 in 10 has been selling porn and, well, getting people's attention. With a small operating budget, their main promotion vehicle was the store's front window. When people periodically phone to complain about what's in the window, shop owner Tom Ramsey simply says, tells them he's running a gay porn store, not a candy shop. On June 10th, 1 in 10 received such a call. The man told a staff member the material in his window was disgusting and his children should not have to see it. The caller warned the staffer he'd notified the city's bylaw department. A bylaw officer visited the store a few hours later. He politely asked the staff to remove everything of a sexual nature from the window. No skin at all, not even the guys with their shirts off, said the officer. The staffer asked for a definition of the supposed offense his store committed. He was quoted a bylaw, which requires that no adult magazine, adult video container, or any printed material or visual image which reveals a specified body area or specified sexual activity is displayed so it may be viewed by any member of the public outside of the premises. Still unsure, the staff asked what specific body area or specific sexual activity meant. The officer did not know and said he'd have to check his boss. For a few hours on a slow Saturday evening, 1 in 10 had an empty front window. But then the folks at 1 in 10 did a little research. They sent a staffer to the public library to find out more information on exactly specified body area or specified sexual activity meant. The clerk printed out 50 pages of the city's adult entertainment bylaws available to the general public upon request. It turns out the bylaw for adult entertainment license says a specified body part means any one or more of the following. In the case of a female person, her areola. In the case of all persons, the genital and anus. For specified sexual activity, it means one or more of the following. Actual or simulated sexual intercourse, ejaculation, sodomy, bestiality, oral sexual intercourse, direct physical stimulation of unclosed genital organs, on and on. So Ramsey breathed a sigh of relief knowing his store could put his goods back in the window. And as the officer dropped by Monday and was about to find the store, Ramsey had the guns cleaned and was ready to fight. He showed the officer the city's definition of specified body area and specified sexual activity.
Oh my God.
The officer took the material and said he'd pass it to his boss. The officer returned later to 1 in 10 and thanked Ramsey for his diligence and told him to continue with his display and promised he would never be visited again by another bylaw officer about the storefront. Until recently, Ramsey did not know he could show bare asses of men and women. He will now. You have to be careful how you deal with these bylaw officers. They're able to interpret laws that most people can't.
Around the same time last week, bylaw officers also visited Wicked Wanda's and to ask Wanda, the owner, Wanda Cody, if she had her adult entertainment license. I showed them my license and told them to F off. I know that we're allowed to push limits, but we have to learn how to do it without offending clients. She opened her store on Bank Street with burning crosses in the front window.
Oh!
Oh my God!
I don't know what obscenity is, but I know it when I see it.
That's the definition of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess this guy who filed the complaint is going to feel like an ass when he walks inside and complains again.
Yeah, I mean, just
gonna feel like an ass when he sees an ass.
And to the gentleman, I'm sorry, there are different terms for toy store, and some of them are an adult toy store, some of them are Toys R Us. So just be careful which one you take your children to. From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
The headline for this article is, "Since when are death threats against a gay teen his fault?" When Wisconsin high school junior Greg Udaluch came out, two freshman girls began saying anything like, "Oh, look,
he
there goes the fag."
That name.
Well, you know, the surprising thing is a name like that sounds very, you know, Scandinavian and all that, but he's got dark hair, so I'm not thinking Scandinavian.
Maybe he's black Irish.
But he's cute.
He reported to a school official who eventually placed the girls on probation, and the harassment stopped for a week or two. Then on the night of April 16th, a truck and car began encircling his home, and he received a call saying, "Do you think you're going to get away with talking about my girls? We're going to find you, we're going to cut you, we're going to kill you." Udaluch reported it to the police.
That sounds like a terroristic threat to me.
The response? Police Chief William Ristercher called Udaluch into the school office, accused him of toilet papering two of the girls' houses, yelled at him for making a big deal out of, quote, normal high school stuff, unquote, and blamed the harassment on Udaluch. Udaluch says he's heard stories about people who report harassment and have no one take it seriously until the harassed person gets hunted down and killed. Either that or bullying victims end up killing themselves instead of living in constant fear and humiliation.
You know, where I went to high school, it wasn't, it was if the teacher or principal saw you getting bullied, then they could do something about it.
Yeah.
But until then, they would take no action a lot of the time.
And while Udaluch says a completed school investigation will yield consequences for the girls, neither Superintendent Deb Hunt or Principal Ellen Bartlings have said what kind. Another Valder's high school student said no disciplinary action has been taken place at all. We often hear about schools failing to protect students, but in this case it's where Valder's police who need some serious re-education. Chief Reister insisted to a reporter, "This is not, in my opinion, a newsworthy story." Well, the Sheriff Rob Herman said his department didn't follow up on Udaluch's initial report of phone harassment because, quote, deputies don't have the time to call back after investigating every complaint. It's another story of where, you know, the kid's getting threatened on this stuff, and I guess he needs to let his, you know, cell phone go to voicemail so that these people can be. They have proof of it to take and show to them.
That's just not right.
Yeah. Two follow-up stories on some things we brought you last week. One was the yellow vest of Walmart.
Oh, yes. That person.
Where a few weeks after 18-year-old Las Vegas... This looks so far. Is it a few weeks after 18-year-old Las Vegan... Fernando Gallardo got a job at Walmart. His supervisor confronted him in front of four coworkers and asked if he was gay. Gallardo said yes, and after his supervisor stripped away most of his daily store duties, became curt with him and made him start wearing a bright yellow vest, presumably to tell the fag apart from the rest of the breeders. Now Gallardo is filing a complaint with the Nevada Equal Rights Commission. But a Walmart flack, this is from Queerty, suggests the yellow vest might have actually had to do with signifying Gallardo's actual work position than signifying that he has the gay. Phil Keene, a spokesman for the company, says, "It's my understanding that a former associate was a temporary hire while the store was under remodeling. Between the 50 or so temporary associates in that store, there is a rotation through the position of "May I help you, associate?" Several associates in this role wear a vest so customers can identify them and ask for help in finding products that may have been temporarily moved to a new spot. Furthermore, it's not uncommon to see stock boys wearing yellow vests in the store to warn shoppers that they're standing too close and you get a dolly run over your feet or a box of underoos dropped on your head. Colorado supervisor still sounds like a hater. He says that she and two other store managers stopped speaking with him 2 months after admitting his homosexuality. But is it possible that Colorado has overreacting to his yellow vesting? After all, he compared the vest to the yellow stars the Nazis made the Jews wear during the Holocaust. Which would make sense if Walmart were a bit more like Auschwitz, except Auschwitz didn't have two-for-one candy specials, a detergent aisle, or free samplings of wing dingers in the frozen food section. Remember, this is from...
Remember seeing the wing dingers samples? Damn it.
Hey, what, in Schindler's List or at Walmart?
Walmart.
Oh. Remember, I'm reading from Queerty.com. Granted, Walmart doesn't have the most sterling record when it comes to treating gays well. The CEO supported a gay adoption ban in Arkansas. Chicago store once harassed and arrested two gay dads, and the company scored a whopping 40 out of 100 in the HRC's Corporate Equality Index ratings. But one ex-employee also says the store has a nonspecific discrimination policy, which plainly includes sexual orientation. They extend domestic partner and gay marriage, spousal benefits to those in states where they are legal, sort of half-assed. And once faced a boycott from overzealous conservatives for joining the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. So it's not to excuse Walmart if Gary Largo's boss is as anti-gay as he says. It behooves the retail giant to step up and deal with her or face legal action, including violating its own non-discrimination policies. So it's a possibility the yellow vest was just to let people know that you're not wearing the blue vest to try and find help.
Well, you know, most of the time when I walk into a store and ask somebody where something is, it's never, well, it's on this aisle, on this side, or whatever. It's always a general direction where they point where it's supposed to be. Yeah. And I'm supposed to somehow figure out where the hell that is.
Yeah.
Or you get... That's not my department.
Yeah, that's always my favorite.
You call somebody over there and then they disappear.
Yeah.
I just refuse to shop there.
Yeah. They're creating an evil empire.
That's why it took me a few months to spend my Walmart card. Because he refuses to go.
Who, Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Of course, because there's no Walmarts inside the loop. He'd have to pack a lunch, hire a Sherpa, and take oxygen with him.
I think the closest one here is like Spring Branch.
Yeah.
No, at Westheimer.
And Dunvale.
Beltway.
Yeah. Westheimer and Dunvale.
Yeah.
Dunvale, that's not quite the Beltway.
We covered last week the story of a Lutheran minister who was outed by Lavender Magazine as being...
Oh, yes. Anti-gay.
The anti-gay who goes to the ex-gay. A Lutheran pastor ardently critical of allowing gays into the clergy is on leave from his Minneapolis church after a gay magazine reported his attendance at a support group for men struggling with same-sex attraction. Church officials, however, said on Wednesday that the Reverend Tom Brock likely will return to the pulpit at Hope Lutheran Church because he acted in accordance with his faith by attending the group.
You know, Tom Brock almost sounds like a porn star name.
Yeah. A fixture on the local cable access shows, Brock regularly broadcasts conservative views on homosexuality and criticizes the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America for liberalizing its gay clergy policy. Lavender Magazine published a story last week about Brock's quiet attendance of the Faith in Action meetings, written by a reporter who falsely posed as a member of the group.
You know, I always remember seeing a T-shirt... I believe it was one of the saints or somebody that said, "Preach the gospel. Use words if necessary."
The fact that he said one thing publicly and privately he's homosexual, that's somewhat inconsistent, said Lavender President Stephen Rochford. This company has a policy not to out people. The one exception is a public figure who says one thing and does another.
I get so sick of those sanctimonious hypocrites. I really do.
The Lavender article never explicitly said Rock confessed to homosexual activity. It quotes him at one point as saying of a recent mission trip to Eastern Europe, in which he said, "I fell into temptation. I was weak." Aww. Hope Lutheran's executive pastor, the Reverend Tom Parrish, said when he when confronted with the article, Brock simply said he needed... He indeed has been attending this Christian group, both going there and being honest about the temptations he has, and is being accountable so he will never do anything with that temptation. Parrish said Brock was put on leave from his job of senior pastor at Hope Lutheran when the article came out, but likely will return after an internal investigation. So they're going to investigate him internally?
Yeah, but I already said he got enough of that in Eastern Europe.
I think that was the evidence they used against...
Speakers.
Oh. Sorry, hold on.
Okay.
I just kind of blanked out there for a second. I'm sorry.
It's been a long night.
Yeah.
Very long.
Oh, who's the poet we've talked about here recently? Leonardo DiCaprio played his lover...
Rimbaud and, what's it?
Portrait of Dorian Gray.
There we go.
Oh, Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to think of that, and my mind just went completely blank. What they've done is unconscionable, Parrish said, of the Lavender's covert infiltration of faith in action. The group is a Minnesota affiliate of the Catholic Church's Courage program, described on its website as a spiritual support system which would assist men and women with same-sex attractions in living chaste lives in fellowship, truth, and love. Brock, who has an unlisted phone number, did not respond to several interview requests made through Parrish. Lavender is a twice-monthly free magazine, Rochford co-founded in 1995. The article written by John Townsend, a freelance writer who does not include details of how he gained access to this group, except say he went through a preliminary interview with its administrator, the Reverend Jane Livingston. Townsend did not reveal if he actively participated in the meetings he attended or simply listened. Livingston said Townsend gave an alias and attended meetings in Minneapolis over 2 months in the spring. So we'll keep an eye on that.
This is the kind of thing that just makes me glad that, you know, I know for a fact that not all people who identify as Christian should be all painted with the same brush.
Right.
Because speaking of painted with the same brush, a woman who identifies as Christian painted this costume I'm wearing for the pride.
So that was a follow-up on one of our pillars of hypocrisy.
Yes.
And now... For our final part of this of the round table.
Oh boy.
One of the other pillars.
The other pillars? Uh-oh. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Roger.
Should we be afraid?
Be afraid.
Oh yes.
Be very afraid.
Fear.
From the crime blotter. Uh-oh. It is man charged with bestiality.
Here we go again.
Uh-oh.
Now what?
A 37-year-old man was arrested Tuesday morning and charged with bestiality after several witnesses allegedly saw him having sexual intercourse with several horses. Officers from the Covington Police Department were called to a home on Lunsford Circle at 8:58 a.m. When they arrived, they met with the homeowner, who was walking Byron Christopher Jordan toward the patrol car. When they spoke with the homeowner, they learned that he had witnessed Jordan having sex with one of his horses.
Oh.
According to police public information officer, Lieutenant Wendell Wagstaff.
There's a name for you. Oh, my God. You're kidding me. That's his name?
Wagstaff. Jordan was wearing only pajama bottoms, which were extremely dirty and had the front fly opened. He also reported to have a strong odor about his person. He just screwed a horse. You don't expect a Sam to smell like a bed of roses.
Exactly.
Well, they didn't say that. He could have been screwed by a horse.
Well, if that's the case, he would have been carried out on a stretcher or a body bag.
No. I think it comes later here. Officers spoke with neighbors who had witnessed Jordan allegedly have sex with one horse, walk away from that one, and go to a second horse and have sex with it, before moving on to the third horse.
Size queen much?
Which was in the corral. And began having sex with that horse as well. They notified the owner, who had to physically pull him off the third horse. Apparently he nodded.
So
we got nifty. We got people who read nifty stories. They caught this, reference.
So apparently he was trying to mount the horse in the wrong position. That's all.
Witnesses,
that could be a very bad move.
Witnesses say they figured if they called 911, dispatch operators would just think it was a prank. Jordan was charged with giving a false name to an officer and bestiality and transferred to the Newton County Detention Center. He received a $3,500 bond and was bonded out on June 23rd, according to officials in the Newton County Detention Center. If convicted of bestiality, Jordan could be sentenced to between 1 and 5 years of confinement.
Whoa.
So why are you in here, Bubba? I screwed a horse.
Sitting here, I have taken the temperature of many farm animals, but neither of us enjoyed it.
This is one of those cases. So, is if the horse kicked him, a horseshoe would be a very unlucky thing.
So he was trying to take their temperature, you think?
I see.
Were there numbers? Did he have the numbers written down or something?
Well, what gets me is that Jimmy,
come back. Hey, we're getting ready.
Why would a horse
we're
stand so long
about the one thing you
want
to talk about?
Oh, okay.
That's coming up next.
All right.
Now, one of the things, like I said, we were talking about, I was talking with Jimmy before on yesterday about, was the cost of pride.
Yes.
That. So I did a little research and poked around the net.
So to speak.
No, I was trying to poke around the internet before, but no one was responding on those ads.
I was going to say, we already know what you poke around with.
Man, nobody was responding. My God, I even put the Need It Now icon on.
Mm-hmm. Poking around the net, was he at a soccer game?
And anyway. So I looked up the prices for putting a contingency in a pride parade. And I used the same... if it was KPFT, a nonprofit organization, because some of the pride parades have differentiations for it, some of them don't.
Now in Houston,
it's $150 to $300.
It's a $300 plus $40 cleanup fee.
Yeah. So depending on when you put stuff in, when you order.
So the cheapest you can do it is for $190. Yeah.
San Francisco, if you're a nonprofit budget less than $10 million a year, they differentiate really big time.
Yeah, they do.
Your Pride Parade will cost anywhere from $80 to $320.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, $144 to
$900. Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Who the frill can afford that?
Well, if you have to get it in early, the later you get it in, the price goes up.
Yeah.
Long Beach, California, $150 to $350.
Mm.
Honolulu, $100 to $240.
Mm.
The Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, $100.
Yeah.
That's
period?
Low.
Period.
A flat fee, one?
Wow.
Huh?
A flat fee, one bill.
$100.
Wow.
Rhode Island, $60 to $140.
That's not bad.
Seattle is $50 to $250.
Wow, that's cheap.
That's pretty good.
Baltimore, $50.
Wow. Golly, that's
pretty much we're pretty pricey, aren't we?
Utah, $100 to $150.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they had those in Utah.
Fort Lauderdale, $25 to $75.
Wow,
that's pretty low.
Well, because Fort Lauderdale is, you know, it's a big place for queers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been down. I guess if you're pushing your walker down the parade route, you know,
it's cheap. Remember, I've been in the pride parades in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
They're not like the ones in Boca Raton.
I'm sure.
Where are they like?
Los Angeles, $150 to $300.
That's same as Houston.
Chicago, New York City, and Philadelphia, I could not get numbers for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've already pulled down their app. Most of these, what it is, went to their website and pulled down their application to look at.
Oh.
And those three cities, they did not have applications up anymore.
No.
I'd be curious to see, because New York, San Francisco, Houston, Chicago, and Atlanta are really the top the top ones. And since we would be considered within that, I wonder how we rank within
that.
I don't know how it...
Dallas, Texas is $250.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
And you're limited to only the first 80 applications.
Don't get me started on that.
First 80 applications?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut it off. 80, that's it. You're out.
Let's go up there and just slap them silly.
Just slap them silly. Only 80 September.
Entrance? Only 80 entrants, that's it. It's in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, and the equivalent to the Houston parade, they would stop at Montrose and let traffic through.
Whoa.
They would not stop the actual traffic light and they would let traffic through.
No.
They will not stop Oaklawn Avenue.
Wow.
And they let traffic through and they have
that
to stop.
That is so
at the
wrong.
Light.
That is so wrong.
That's got to take all night.
Yeah. That's just.
So that's why they limited to 80.
Still.
San Antonio.
Well, you know, that's huge Bible Belt.
Yeah.
San Antonio, $100.
They're actually on the Riverwalk, right? They do it on the river?
I forget. I didn't remember where it was.
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I know they do like the Fiesta Patrias on the water, I think.
Austin, Texas, 75 to 175. Atlanta, 125 to 200. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 50 to 160.
It's a pretty big swing.
Oklahoma City, $100.
We're pretty high compared to everybody else.
Miami Beach. I couldn't find Miami Gay Pride. I could only find Miami Beach.
Yeah, they usually do it down on the beach anyway because South that's beach. Where you're...
Yeah, it's the Art Deco district is what they said it is. But it's only their second Gay Pride parade there.
Yeah.
Oh. $100.
Well, that's not really true because they did one way back when I was living.
Wow, only 100 and they're really pricey down there.
Yeah. Mm.
Pricey nothing. You ought to see what the rent's like for a studio apartment down there.
And now...
They figure they can probably afford to make it cheap there.
Yeah.
These are the...
And the one that you said was...
The two cheapest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's $50. A 5-minute parade.
$50.
I have to watch out for police dogs, I guess.
And the cheapest gay pride parade to participate in.
In the country.
Anchorage, Alaska.
I bet you there's not too many underwear boys up there.
And that parade is free.
Mm-hmm. Free.
They don't charge anything.
There's a reason
no
for
charge.
That. They have to beg people to come to a parade where it's 40 degrees outside.
And like no. In the summer, it can get pretty hot.
But, you know, and like I said, it's...
You mentioned when the parade was.
I forget. Well, hold on a second. I did not remember when that was. Let's see.
Yeah, the Dallas one is completely... You know how Houston Pride is separate. It's its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Dallas Pride is ran by the bars.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's built around the slow time Sunday afternoon so they can get everybody back in the bars and sell the alcohol.
Which is why the Pride Committee was so focused on not having the bars involved in putting together the parade.
Yep.
The Alaska Pride Fest 2010 will take place from June 18th to 27th.
Oh, wow.
So same time as ours.
Same time. And it looks like it's a pretty decent sized route.
Really?
Yeah. Floats and marching contingencies in the past have included Identity, the Imperial Court of All Alaska, PFLAG, MCC Anchorage, Alaskans for Civil Rights, Mad Myrna's, the Last Frontier Men's Club, the Young Gay Men's Association, once again, the Imperial Court of All Alaska, Emperor and Empress, the University of Alaska's support group, Miss Alaska Leather, Alaskans for Choice, Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association, Adam and Steve.
Mm. Oh,
oh.
What?
The Alaskan Klingon Club.
Oh,
people of faith.
Funny.
Anchorage librarians.
Beautiful thing.
Anchorage High School GSAs, the Alaskan Green Party, Radical Arts for Women, Dykes on Bikes, Alaska Roller Derby League, boys in their underwear, and more. Individuals are encouraged to march with their own handmade signs in memory of those lost to AIDS or hate crimes to express their own personal pride. That's one thing I did notice on looking at some of these websites. I mean, it looks like a pretty decent-sized route.
It's about a mile long.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But one thing I've noticed in some of these parades, especially New York and Los Angeles, they stop the parade every so once in a while.
What do you mean stop it?
The parade stops and it goes silent. They do 2 moments of silence for people who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's their grand marshal. Scary. hold on, let's see. Just to see here.
Would go-go boys in sealskin bikinis be
politically incorrect?
Well, now, okay, considering that they're going to do their pride parade Sunday afternoon, the weather in Anchorage, ooh, it's getting up there. The high tomorrow will be 60 degrees.
Oh, that's all?
The low will be 53.
Okay.
That's not bad, but...
I mean, you know, it's not like Houston, but golly.
Hey, they're having a heat wave coming on Tuesday. It's going to get up to 66.
Ooh. Oh, that is pretty warm.
That's a heat wave.
Yeah. So,
somebody might have to wear long sleeves, you know.
But, yeah, that was a couple of interesting things of where the pricing is in that. It was interesting going through some of these websites and see what they do and what comparing websites.
Yes.
Of, I hate to say it, you know, level of quality.
Yeah.
Compared to other ones.
I will say this, though. This year, I noticed along Lower Westheimer, past Montrose, there were actually barricades, and they were not the kind that could be easily climbed over this year.
Yeah, no, they put up a little bit taller ones. They were stronger connected.
They were.
You know,
hey.
Further down the parade route, they had ones that had more of a gap to them.
Yeah.
I saw somebody try to climb over one. He seriously racked himself on the way over.
Yeah, I saw somebody do that, too. They went over, and they went plop.
Oh.
Like, ow.
I'm going, this site looks a lot better than I remember looking, and just realized why. When I put in Birmingham Pride Parade, there's a Birmingham over in England.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I flew out of Birmingham Airport. You have to go outside to change your mind. That was small airport. The park and ride was the Chevron. Not kidding.
Oh my God!
I parked the Chevron and I went around back and pulled it in and they took me to the airport.
Golly!
Oh, well,
was it a pickup truck or they just take you over a haylift?
Oh,
hold on.
One of those little red wagons.
I forgot to push the talk button.
Oh, well.
Ernie did make the point that it costs a lot of money to put on a parade.
Yeah.
You know, especially one like a pride parade.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, with evening and the extra officers you have to have.
Yep.
And all that. But yeah, no, I did notice the extra barriers and how, a little bit stronger they seem to be this year.
Mm-hmm. It looked a lot more uniform and neat.
They put those up pretty quick, too.
Yeah, they were. When I came into the Montrose, it was about 3:30, and they were installing them over by the Smoothie King.
Because when I walked through there on Friday night, there was like a handful up then, barely.
We're coming close here to the end of the show. Zydeco Pasale is here and ready to take you through the rest of the evening. Following up with them is the Red Eye Special. We will be back next week. We have Stage Door Inc. We have The Colts. We have Hatch. We have a packed show. Bring your loop.
Pack tight.
Yeah, that's right.
And it'll be a star-spangled spectacular.
Oh, God, yeah, because it's 4th of July.
Sure
is. So, that, of course, it means we'll be having to break out When Pigs Fly. The CD. An opera.
Wes is just looking like, what?
It's our
I know what the CD is. I'm just giving him the look just to make him keep doing that.
We have to play Patriotic Finale. But you've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Remember, folks, no matter how many people we had out there tonight, no matter how much you've enjoyed it and what all we did, Pride is something that's 365 days a year. It's not just a parade. It's not just the one time to come down here in your underwear and flash us. Oh, God, that was good. But you have to keep it going year-round. You have to keep the momentum and the spirit for the rest of the year. And hopefully you will. And we'll be back next week. If you want to get in contact with us, it's email is afterhours at kpft.org. Snail mail is afterhours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, T.T.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a way of life.
And like I said, we love hearing from you. If you have story ideas, news stories, hey, if you find the, if you can find the trifecta of a hypocrite who likes to put small fur, woodland animals up his butt, and do the trifecta of our round table, you can contact us that way. Love mail, hate mail,
dirty pictures.
I should have just done it.
He may have pulled something.
I think so. Oh, God.
There you go. Yeah. If you're over at Lazarus' house, make sure you make his work on his body a little bit more.
Well, John is in the house, and I'm telling you, after tonight, I am scared of him.
Dirty pictures.
And also, if you want to get a hold of us, there is one other way you can get a hold of us over at Facebook at www.facebook.com/afterhours.
And keep an eye out there for Pride Picks.
Yes.
From there, check out also...
check out KHOU TV.
I'm going to pull that picture down and put it on our site.
And, you know, sometime in the next 3 or 4 months there, you may see something over on Seattle.net.
Ooh, yes, you will.
Yeah, maybe he'll update it. We don't know.
I'll be the one in the shiny pink thing. Shirt.
Duh.
No kidding.
You came around the corner and it was like, oh, sweet.
It looked like neon lights going off.
It's like, oh my God, he actually did go down to Kohl's and buy that purse and strip it into a shirt.
I did.
That is one of those?
No.
I know you were threatening to do it.
No, I got that on sale at Erotic Cabaret.
It was a skirt, not a shirt.
It was always a shirt.
Yes, but for some reason there, Jimmy, when you put it on, you took the erotic out of it.
Oh, thank you. But the shiny just wouldn't go away, would it?
No.
You know what? I think I'm going to save us all. Now it's time for your PSAs.
Family Promise in Southeast Harris County is holding a fundraiser at both Casa Olays and Pasadena on Friday, July 16th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Contact Hank at Family Promise at 281-991-1084 to get your flyer for the fundraiser. A portion of your bill will go to Family Promise's work with homeless families. Get your flyer and come hungry. KPFT Houston.
KPFT has just completed our Spring 2010 membership campaign. If you are one of the many listeners who joined this drive, thank you very much. You've made a contribution to your community that is appreciated. It will go a long way to bringing you the great radio you've come to enjoy. Before you know it, your membership envelope will arrive in the mail. Don't forget to pay your pledge. The great feeling you get when you support KPFT feels even better once you drop that check in the mail. And if you missed your chance to join and support the news, music, and other great programming you hear each day, there's still time. Join online online, kpft.org, and do your part. Or call 713-526-4000 to make a pledge. Thanks again for your support. You do make a difference. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.